Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030.
Hey, whoa! Joe, you just dropped the S-bomb.
Wow!
That John just dropped the S-bomb.
Whoa!
It's Friday.
I'm so sorry.
Friday,
That was just,
you know, sometimes I just wish the audience could hear a little bit of the stuff we have to delay out.
It was just mayhem. You know,
they're scrambling to get the microphone to Joe.
On a Friday, Joe says his dumb weekend slogan. We move on. There was a little bit of activity back there. The microphone was rustling.
You occasionally will catch them by surprise.
Joe.
And you did today.
Because when's the last time you started a Friday show like that?
Yeah, never.
With OS.
Absolutely no ever.
That's never, our new Friday slogan. OS, it's Friday.
John jumps into the F-bomb. All right, Joe, we're ready now.
The weekend's here. Have a can of beer, Mike.
Stop it. No, I won't.
We will start today by request from yesterday with a bit of the maze.
Oh, good, good,
the
good.
The best DJ of all time.
This is the best one ever.
And just know when we hear the Halloween spooks come on after that, as we start the show.
Right.
I'll just tell you that today we have almost 15 minutes worth of brand new Man Talk Miami 6:40 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Complaints about our show.
I could listen to those for hours. Yeah, they're delightful.
Good day.
See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run the ones from yesterday.
Okay.
With the Halloween spooks for today.
And we have fresh ones for today.
Oh, but we have brand new ones for today.
Wonder, that's exciting.
But first, let's really all psych ourselves up on doing a good radio show today and being good DJs. That's right. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Breathe in, breathe out. Think time, temperature.
Yeah, baby.
Put a picture of Madonna in front of your microphone.
Madonna.
And picture she's the woman that you're talking to.
Oh, my God. You were told to do that once.
For real. And now, let's bow our heads and learn how to be better DJs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
The King.
The Maze. Oops. The Maze.
You want a Mac?
There he is.
Power 95. Maze Patrol lines open for your convenience at 381-1420. In 3 years, she's gone from like a virgin to a pistol-waving mama. The lady has moves, and I got the motion, and together we'll be causing such a commotion that the authorities will love to run us out of town. Madonna from Power 95. Power 95 with Amaze. Hi, who's this?
Gross. I shouldn't tell you.
Gross.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Have I seen you before?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Many times?
Many times.
Many times.
I don't recognize a voice.
Recognize.
Okay, is this Marianne?
Oh.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Shock jock.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000.
Not 1,000.
Are you Michelle?
No.
Oh, God.
Are you Katie?
No.
Are you Annette?
Yes.
God.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
Because of you, I'll be right over. Power 95 with the Maze.
Great one.
Step out in style. Got my clean shirt on, knee shoes, silk suit, black tie. My diamond ring is on. Grab my top hat and coat and my white gloves. Ladies come running as fast as they can because they're crazy about a dressed man. He's in top and high class from Power 95.
Yeah, Maze.
He's great.
He's the best. Hey.
Power 95, Kalamazoo weather. I know spring is just a couple of weeks away, but it's still going to be a tad cool driving around town with your top down tonight under clear skies, low 25. For Friday, halfway decent, mixed clouds with a high 50. Right now, 45 downtown, 41 at the airport, and 42 at Power 95.
That always kills me and Rob because he's a little cool if you're driving around town with your top down. Low 25.
And then even worse, the worst DJ thing, low 25, under cloudy skies.
At the airport.
95 WKPR, Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo.
Thanks at 5 p.m. with more of your favorites on the way from Whitney Houston, Bruce Springsteen, and Whitesnake from Compact Disc. Plus your chance to win a weekend for two to Los Angeles in minutes. So keep in touch on your power connection. Power 95.
All right, well, that's all the learning we have for
today.
Oh,
hey, yeah. We missed you, Maze.
Yeah, Rob, you can file that back.
The fabulous Maze Patrol line.
Next time, we got to figure out how to do the show. Okay, we'll be gone for a couple of seconds.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
But we'll be back. But first, let's bring them in.
I don't know if I particularly care for what the new station is doing. Sorry.
I think your change is a piece of crap.
Whoever did this change is a complete idiot. You've just lost two loyal listeners. Your program is one of the stupidest things we've heard.
Now, what the hell did you do to your station? You brought on some awful, awful stuff that I tuned out. I couldn't believe it was the same station. If you think you're going to appeal to men, realize it's we, the women, who do all the buying and who control the purse strings. We have the money, we do the buying, we do the listening. And I will never listen to your rotten new station again. It's awful.
You can take your station and shove it.
I'm sorry you have such garbage on because I can't listen to it anymore.
This is the worst programming I have had since in 7 years since I've come down to Florida. I'm really appalled at what you have done to music that the seniors like. You think the seniors are nothing in Florida? Just wait.
You've got my permission to use my voice. Your new format sucks.
You're not going to want to hear these comments, but this new station is total crap. I miss Peter Marshall and Wink Martindale, and I'm really, really furious about this change. There isn't a decent station to listen to anymore. Thank you very much for nothing.
I'm not interested in any of the garbage that you're currently producing on WMEN.
I think your decision sucks. It's awful. Because I'm a woman, so you don't care.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure.
I want to John and Mike, but I want to all of you. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the radio. You have wit. And I don't know how you do it. You really...
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Say, I see you got some pretty good talent there for your show.
You think they're talented?
Well, no. I mean, most of them are pretty lame, right?
Hi, this is Donnie and Rebecca from Madison, Wisconsin. And you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. Go Pack.
The Don and Mike Show.
Make me mad.
Make me mad or I'm going to be really mad.
Hey. It's time for Don Geronimo. Live on the air, he can get psycho. He's not a man to cross or scorn. If you do, he might just say, the master mimic, Michael Mara. Drinking so much that it would scare ya. Saying things that are smart and bold. And questions like,
you have a hot dog that's how old?
Buzz for vape with the news. Well, let's do
grass, mescaline, cocaine, uppers, downers.
And ladies, buzz is smooth.
Where can I find a photograph of you?
Rock Speed Black is a good little monkey.
Also known to be an eBay junkie.
Beginning of the show, he always does crimson.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
And what could be said about Joe Unger? Known to be the oldest phone screener. Down so is getting stupid questions from him. Stupid questions like,
are we done with porno names then?
And that leaves us John. Probably gets more than Joe and Rob.
Thinks one day he's gonna be long.
But obviously, that's wrong.
So sit back, relax, and just let it go. You're listening to The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
every day.
I sure love that one. Every time you play it, I love it.
That's a good one by Donny Salem. I know that we had a contest, and we've got about 30 of them, but the thing is, now we've got like three that we all really like.
Yeah, and that one, you're right. You can play that every day. I do enjoy that one.
Are you finding yourself like really that you're starting to remember the words?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, all I know is there's some part where you say, do you have a hot dog?
Yes, yes. And then Joe saying, are we done with porno names yet?
Yeah.
And what's Buzz's, what's your question?
Where can I find a picture of you?
Where can I find a picture of you?
And also to be an eBay junkie.
The Dynamite Joe. And look, he gave us music on the end of it if we wanted to continue the conversation.
And it's all the elements that he put together.
Good.
You know what? Would we be greedy if we asked for another one?
From this guy?
Yeah, because I bet he could whip another one out.
It would have to be as good as this one.
I bet he could.
All right, don't disappoint us, Donnie Sellers.
Yeah, man.
Send something else to him. God knows. We're too lazy to do it ourselves.
Yeah, baby.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
That's what I hear.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-353-6630. They're ready to believe you.
Hello, Kiss Army!
Nice! Look out!
Rob's doing his Gene Simmons impression now.
God, I hate it when he does that. Look at his tongue.
What do you hate more? When he does his Gene Simmons or when he talks about his wife's breasts?
I'll take the wife's breasts and then stick it his tongue out at me.
Okay.
I hate it.
We appreciate it.
Cut the jibba jabba.
Fancy things you got here.
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes. Suck on that, losers.
All right.
I could probably teach you a few things. Like, you know, some positions and moves.
Hello!
We start today with Kiss at Detroit Rock City. Tonight we will be rooting for the Detroit Tigers.
Yes, they will. Force that sixth game, baby.
The World Series. Who's on that? In just a second. That's pretty good, right?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll bring it out.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thanks, Ed. You can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show. And a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday! 1027.
Hot 6. It's October 27th, 2006. Be the friend or foe. Here's our phone number. 877-365-3636. One number for anywhere in North America, including Canada. 877-365-3636. Give it a couple times here because we're not one of those shows that gives it constantly.
No.
Because, from my mind, that's the sound of desperation.
And it's aegis.
Learn the number. Learn it. Live it. You know, no shirts, no shoes, no dice.
Amen.
Still have the linguine with white clam sauce.
And a Coke with no ice. And whenever you're there, you got to pretend that's the place to be. For example, isn't this great?
And Damone, they say it a lot.
And they say it a lot, Damone.
Little D. So that's the phone number, 877-365-3636. We're there on your computer, too.
We came over to help you with your math homework.
Go to our website, dynamitewebsite.com, and just click on Listen Live. We also have downloads there and show recasts. We got a photo gallery for you. And we're also on iTunes. All you got to do is just click on the thing right there at the icon on our website, and that's pretty much it. Oh, you can email us as well. John O.S. Norman, waiting for your emails.
Spot him out.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com. You can email us anytime. Hello, Don and Mike. Oh, now what happened there? Hello, you're on the air.
No.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I'm from West Palm. How are you?
You're from West Palm Beach?
I'm calling from West Palm Beach.
Hi there. Howdy.
How are you guys today?
We're doing great, thank you.
We are so glad you're on the radio, Danny.
You know, I have determined we've got one heck of a little AM signal down there because we're getting a lot of feedback, pro and con.
Well, they sent down today after we talked about them yesterday.
Right.
the operations manager, you know, this is the point where it's the honeymoon phase.
Oh, yes, yes, he likes us still.
With the station. They don't mind the fact that they're averaging about 200 phone calls a day about how people hate us.
Right.
Now they love it. Right now they love it because they sense that there's some buzz happening and that everybody is really up in arms about this.
Right.
I think it's great. I could listen to the complaint calls, seriously, for 4 hours.
Yeah. Well, and it is. I mean, we have shown that it is a good sign. It's a very good sign when that happens. I've never, ever experienced it like this. This is very, very significant.
Well, based on our conversations yesterday, and I guess on the day before as well, they emailed us today. Let me see. We have 1, 2, 3 more entire breaks. One of them is 2.5 minutes. One of them is 4 minutes long. And the other one is 3.25. And they're all many conversations that are just been put together by people who've called.
I love it. And, you know, I think way back when we first started syndicating the show, you had said that, you know, if you get complaint calls, that means it's a good sign. That means people are out there getting ready to listen. And it really does mean a good sign.
So now they're sending them up, and for now they're loving it. So we'll get to those, you know, until they stop loving it, until they find out that those calls are not going to stop.
I just hope the owner isn't, like, you know, on some sort of African safari about to come back into town. We've had that happen, too.
Oh, hello, yeah. Don and Mike show. Hello, howdy.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I had a question for Mike.
Sure. Yes, I'm right here. I'm ready to believe you.
All right, Mike. I have an ex-girlfriend, and she goes to this at a high school, and your kids go to it. It's like from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would appreciate it if you don't mention the name, though.
Oh, of course, of
Thank
course.
You.
But I heard that your kids are kind of jerks there, man.
That's right. Yeah, 11 and 9 years old. I am sure. That's really nice.
To be honest, Mike, give them a plug.
Yes.
It's Sergeant Gritz Military Academy.
Well, they're both in Military Academy, and they're the only two girls in the program. So that's it.
That's where Mike has his girls.
That's
Hello,
right.
Don and Mike's show.
Hi, I'm checking to make sure I got the right number.
Yeah, no, you got it.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you. I love
right.
your show.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I know there's a place in Pennsylvania that when we would drive, like, to Hershey Park, to see the squirts, the Hershey squirts, or whoever we're going to see, when Bart was a little kid,
right.
There was always a gigantic military academy that was right along, I don't know, whatever the highway is as you're going through Pennsylvania.
I think that's the one that they used to advertise in the Post, too.
And it's kind
like
of...
Like in the back of the Washington Post magazine.
Kind of a famous one.
Yeah.
Like if your kid's a giant F-up and you don't know what to do with him,
right.
Send him here. You know, and forget that movie Taps when Tom Cruise was a kid.
Right.
But really, that's what it's like.
Yeah, and they have this, and it seems like they've run that ad forever in the newspaper, and you see it. And it's always this this little precocious-looking kid with the military outfit on. And but, you know, at 11 and 9, I really don't think that my daughters are ready for anything but charm school.
That's right.
That's what I meant. But before they become their debutantes.
And
their coming out party.
We would drive past this place, and we would see, like, kids outside. And they were not being forced to do slave labor. They were like
right.
walking in formation. And we would drive by, and I would always slow down and say, "See that? See that?
See what happens?"
You know, yeah, and I give them the look in the rearview mirror, like, "Hey, look at me. See that? See where Mommy and I are pointing to? Yes.
It's go away school.
Military Academy, bad.
Very go away school.
Bad." God, did my mom and dad used to throw that down my brother's
throat. Did they threaten you with military school?
Not me. Yeah. My grades were good enough.
Right.
Oh. My brother, I swear to God, you know, today if we have a chance, we're going to spin the wheel of JPS.
Right. Oh, good. Very good.
And see if he's around.
Mm-hmm.
Today, if we get him on the show, remind me, now that I think of it, my parents were so frustrated with my brother when he was about 12 that they debated either putting him like in a borderline retard school or a military academy.
Wow.
I mean, he's not a borderline retard. I mean, he's an all-the-way retard. But
did they threaten him with the military school all the time?
Yeah, and the problem is that where we lived in Rockville, Maryland,
yeah.
less than 1 mile from our house is where they built the retard school, the Mark Twain School.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of it.
Oh, man.
And I remember one time he did something to piss my parents off, and they put him in the car.
Drove him there?
And drove him there.
Wow.
Like I said, we're going to take you here.
Oh, my God.
We're going to take you here. And he may have been taken to the military academy as well one time. Just to scare the, and screw the hell out of them.
So they were playing head games even back then.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that is a head game.
You know,
go all the way.
Now that I even think of it, I would have to ask my brother. Maybe I should try him in this break. but we've got so much business we got to do.
Yeah.
I think that really one time he pissed him off so bad, he did get put in the school that was up the street.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
That, like you, wow. he logged some time there.
Yeah, my parents just went and said...
Well, was it kind of like a reform school, too?
No, it was...
special needs school?
Yeah, except my kid...
Learning disabled school?
My kid brother, I only call him my kid brother, he's 46. My idiot kid brother... He's not retarded. I mean, he's socially retarded.
Well, I mean, it wasn't obviously just for retarded people. It was for people with learning disabilities, right? So I mean...
I really don't know.
They maybe created more of a stigma. Well, you'll have to ask him, I guess.
Yeah. Sam and Fran made that. Well, you know, they're good at conjuring.
Right.
So they conjured up something about
it. I don't think I was ever threatened with military school. I was threatened with a few things, not military school.
Right. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, my lady.
Yes, I used to listen to you guys back in D.C. when you were on WJFK, and I just wanted to call and say, I love you guys.
Well,
where are you calling from?
I'm in Tamarack, Florida.
Wow, the Florida calls keep piling in.
Yeah, loved you guys. My sister still lives up there, and she told me you guys were on, and I just freaked out today, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got a call.
All right. This is very, very exciting.
Thank you, honey.
Can't wait for Low Budget Jeopardy. Can you get to 10? Charlie, oh.
You know, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, you'll get most of that.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Come on, every year we talk about Charlie eating Spam for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, long-time listener.
Well, Charlie loves Florida.
Thank you, honey.
Charlie loves Florida.
Thank you.
Spread the word.
Thank you for the call. Who is this? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hello, hey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, thanks.
Hey, did you guys watch the baseball game last night? What did you think of it?
Turn it on in the beginning. I saw it wasn't in high def, so I went and watched a little CSI, the one with the guy who ate 8,000 hot dogs, and turned it back, saw St. Louis is kicking ass, and then just thought, uh-oh, if Detroit doesn't win, pretty soon there will be no Game 6, and our commercial won't run.
It'll never run. So tonight, Michael Hughes will be, you know, rooting vigorously for St. Louis.
Yeah. Anyway.
Terrible weather. I'll tell you, that's terrible weather to play baseball.
Did you?
And I mean, to root for baseball, that just sucks.
Did
that
you expect some type of sports commentary? I'm afraid we have none, do we?
No, not, unfortunately, if it's not the guys with this jacket that I'm wearing, I'm not...
The Red Sox,
I'm
right.
I'm not really that qualified. I kind of look in occasionally, but
sorry, toodaloo.
Did you have him call you in the office?
Call me in the office, I'll talk about it.
All right, let's start with you. Because we got to find out about our spot.
Now, we didn't see him today. Obviously, we have our own facility, but I heard a rumor that he was coming in with a St. Louis uniform on today. Of the jacket, the hat.
We just give you a background on this. You know, we had this contest on YouTube.
Cardinal in a cave.
One of our great listeners, nicknamed Floyd Barber,
right,
made a kick-ass commercial for the show.
Right.
And Mike and I are going to buy a schedule.
Hi, Michael Hughes. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave your name and number.
Jackass. Mike and I were going to buy a schedule. We still are.
Well, we are, yeah. I'm waiting for this one to run, and then next week I'm going to call the lady.
On a local cable station. Hughes, the general manager, the de facto general manager, he says, after starting at CSI and working his way down the TV food chain, down to, like, Family Guy, and maybe I think he may have offered up The War at Home or something like that. Finally, we compromised on the World Series.
Right.
And he tentatively has bought the commercial to run in Game 6, which will be tomorrow night.
Hopefully.
Yeah. We should also point out, if you're listening around the country, the commercial will only run in the Washington, D.C. market on Fox Channel 5. Right?
And then the commercial that we're going to buy, it'll run a few more times, but I understand we're going to buy it on a per-neighborhood basis. It's going to run in individual neighborhoods.
But the big news is we are excited that this happens. If this commercial runs tomorrow night, should be great. You should set your TiVos.
Well, and if the Tigers win tonight, I mean, it is going to elevate the World Series to slightly better rating because of the fact that it is a sixth game, it should be a little more exciting, and it's a Saturday night.
But where it gets interesting for Hughes, the general manager who really doesn't want to do this, we've kind of forced his hand on this.
Yes.
Is that he gets a get-out-of-jail pass.
Yes, he does.
If St. Louis wins tonight and there is no Game 6. Then he gets to redeal and
all bets are off. You don't know where it's going to go.
That's right. You know, House wins on that one.
Yeah.
Mike and I lose. They take away all of our chips. And
right.
Then again, we're talking about if we want the commercial to run like in Deal or No Deal or...
No, I've heard if it doesn't go in the sixth game
NCIS.
Of the series, it's going to go in Judge Brown.
All the way in Judge Brown.
That's where it's going to run. We're very, very excited about that.
So, Rob, would you see if during the show, be a love, see if we can get a hold of that,
be a dear.
Nimrod, because it would certainly behoove us to announce that. I think we're going to, if Detroit wins, TiVo the game tomorrow night here in the D.C. area, fourth inning, to see the guy's commercial for our show.
I just, you know, I don't mean to smirk, but, you know, even with the victory, I just, are you like me? I mean, I do you just think that even with a Detroit victory tonight, that we'll be sitting there watching the game in the fourth inning and something's going to go askew. We're going to get done. We'll watch it from like the third inning all the way through the fifth inning and then nothing's going to happen.
It won't run. No. Right.
So with the, you know, with the highlighting that we're saying, hey, it might be on fourth inning if there is a sixth game, I think we should also prepare our listeners for disappointment.
Oh, yeah. Only because we're dealing with Captain Disappointment.
Exactly.
Because Captain Disappointment as yet has not contacted anybody either on the air or off the air.
This is the equivalent.
Tell us what's going on.
This is the equivalent of what we've discussed many times on the show, the gift with a picture, where you show someone a picture of something and you say,
it's what your sister did to you.
That's exactly right.
You never got that table or whatever it was.
I did. I actually, it was a bench. It was a picture of a bench to go sitting on. But
how
I got it like,
it, how long did it, like 2 years?
It was like 2 years later that I got the bench. So sorry, it finally came in. And that's the same thing. He's showing us a picture, in a way, of what our gift is, and we'll see what happens.
See, what Mike's sister did was one year, for Christmas, she gave him a card.
Christmas or birthday, I don't even remember.
It was Christmas, I remember.
Christmas?
I remember your heartaches. And it was a
golfing bench.
It was a picture of a gift. And
little bench that you can sit outside. And, you know, I ended up putting it on my front porch and then out in the little turnaround that I had back when I had a great house. Beautiful home. I sat it outside, but it was 2 years since the picture. And I've always hated the fact that somebody shows you.
Oh, it's horrible. It's sucky when you get a picture.
Because you're not, you know, there's no gratification. It's like, here's something very special. Here's a photograph
that you might get one day.
You know what else is really bad? I don't know if this ever happened to you, but if someone says they're going to buy you a magazine subscription.
That's worse.
And it doesn't show up.
That's worse than the bench.
Such a tease.
That is worse than the bench. Yeah, because things that never came.
Maybe it'll still come.
Never came ever.
It might.
But I'll tell you.
And then the person that gave them just finally said, F it. Yes.
I'll tell you what's great.
What?
Is when the person who gave the gift of the magazine subscriptions.
Yes.
Maybe gave them to a fellow that he thought had very short memory skills and that maybe would forget that the magazine
would never show up.
Maybe, just hoped. Hoped he would forget.
But you know what's worse
than
that?
And yet the person brought it up himself.
See, it is my theory, though. It is my theory that you'd never purchase Mike magazine subscriptions. You said to him,
No.
I subscribe to these magazines for you.
I swear on my wife's magnificent breasts.
I bought those
magazines.
I get Speedboat.
Yes.
That's it.
Is it great?
I get Speedboat. It's okay.
No, it's great.
I read it.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
My wife enjoys it.
One year, Rob told Mikey he ordered him like
Speedboat, which is like a very obscure
said he ordered
boating
like
magazine.
Five magazine subscriptions. And amazingly, none of them ever showed up.
I figured out why it's so cheap to buy magazines through Amazon.com. It's like one-third the regular price because they never deliver them.
Oh, don't throw Amazon.com under the bus. Please.
I still use them for video.
But thank you for mentioning the boys again.
Oh, yes. And they're out of town. They took my wife out of town. Yes.
The twins took your wife out of town?
Yes, the MBs.
Yeah.
Nice.
No, you have to say it.
Magnificent Brass of Carrie Spiewak. Gone out of town.
How does she like you saying that? She's okay with that.
She likes it.
Hello. She does?
Yeah.
Don and Mike show.
And what's not to like?
Good for you.
Hello.
Good for you.
Don and Mike show.
Hello. Hello, South Florida.
Could be a problem here or a problem there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now it sounds D. It's starting to look like here. I hear nothing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, we're back. Hi there.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, you were talking about military school. I just want to tell you a short thing. I've got a 13-year-old who is completely out of control, and my wife and I keep threatening that, like you were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, it backfired on us because he came home. He was denying it, you know, rebelling it the whole way. He finally comes home last week and says, Dad, I'd like to go. Well, my wife and I do a little research online. We can't afford to send him there now.
So after all, holding military school over his head for how long?
About 2 years.
2 years, yeah. Now that you finally...
Oh,
he wants to go, and now...
Now we can't afford it. Yeah, we looked in. We actually looked into it. You know, he
all
called
right.
our bluff.
I'm glad you called the Don and Mike helpline. Here is the answer. Lock him in a closet.
Bingo.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Is that with food or without?
Hello?
At Mom and Dad's option. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? I just wanted to say I'm a mailman in Rockville, and Mark Twain is like for kids who have like ADHD, HD, and also, you know, kids that get in trouble in school and
right.
stuff
yeah,
like
but,
that.
Do you really think there's a chance did your brother actually go there for a time?
Yeah, I think so. And remember back when my mom and dad sent him, or maybe didn't send him to this place, right. when it first started, there was, I'm talking about 1971, there was no such thing as ADD back then.
That's right.
If you were a kid and you were all crazy all the time, you were just crazy all the time, like kids were always crazy all the time.
Back then, they called ADD stupid.
Yes, a brother-in-law of mine went there. That's why I know.
Well, what it was back then, I think, even was special ed.
Right.
It was special ed.
And that was your old DJ name.
Great DJ name.
Special Ed with
one
you.
One of the best of all time.
It's a great show. The Special Ed Show.
Special Ed Show.
Special Ed Show.
How you doing? Busy? Gentlemen! Now, table two! Hi, Bert!
I need! Special Ed has a special listener of the day.
Bobby! Good night!
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Gays rule.
Gays rule?
Yeah.
Well, why are you sharing that
He's
with
us? He's a fag.
Right.
I got thrown out of Mike's restaurant for wearing a gays rule shirt.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, boy. What is it? Do I have the kick me sign on my back today?
Look around, Kathy.
First somebody attacked my kids. You know,
well,
oh my God!
Maybe you've not seen the big sign in front of Mike's restaurant. No faggots allowed. That's why I dine there, Mike. What is it? Is it Wednesday night? No fag night?
Well, we've moved it to the whole week now, the entire week. Yes, and he was physically thrown out too. Physically thrown out
and beaten to a pulp.
Yes.
I thought, wasn't it part of your anti-smoking campaign?
Yes.
A lot of these listeners are going to have to be sent to military academies, I'm afraid.
I believe so.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Haven't enough money.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
Good for you.
I was dropped off at an orphanage.
You were really dropped off at an orphanage?
Yeah, my dad said I don't want to hear another peep out of any of you in the car. And of course I said peep.
Oh, one of those kind of kids, huh? Real smart ass.
So they didn't leave you there. They came back and got you, right?
Yes, obviously they did, but I learned not to say a peep anymore.
Well, how old were you when you were dropped off at the orphanage?
About 9 or 10.
Ooh, scary age.
How long?
What?
Did Madonna come by?
No, wrong color.
Okay.
So what? I mean, what, there was
Hold
just
on,
like
you,
a big old
you said wrong color.
Yes. Was there a big old orphanage in town?
Actually, yes, from Baltimore, and it was the Woodburn Center. So yes, there was an orphanage.
All right, thank you. You know what? I got to try my brother here real fast.
That's like mental cruelty to kids.
Yeah.
Yep. Dropping you off. That's it. All right. You asked for it.
A little scary.
I've not really been a good brother. I've not really stayed in total contact with Jimmy recently.
You know what I say to my kids all the time?
What's that?
I seriously say this to them. Now they roll their eyes. I say, I'm going to put you in a bag. And I hear them both go in the bag.
And take us to Spain. Oh, come on.
Where are you, dude?
Jimmy? It's Jimmy. Call me back or I'll try and call you back.
Please begin recording at the tone.
The Mark Twain Academy.
Hey, dude. Hey, it's me, your brother, with everybody else. I know it's been a long time since we've chatted on the air.
Hi, Jimmy.
Or even off the air, for God's sakes.
Hi,
But, Jimmy, we were talking. You'd be glad to know this. We were talking about the Mark Twain School. I was wondering if Mom and Dad ever sent you there.
Was it just a threat, or did they ever send you there?
Was it like a retard school, or because you were a bad kid?
What do you remember? So we're in that town now.
Jimmy, where Mike and I do the show now, is like 5 miles from the house that we grew up in. Less than 5 miles from the House of Horrors.
Does he have the new hotline number? Because I could give it to him, leave it for him.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on, Rob's going to give you a number you can call back on.
Hang on,
Jim. Hold on, dude. Call back, please.
Give us a call, Jimmy.
Okay. Mark Twain's counting on you.
Mark Twain.
And if it was Mark, if he did go, oh, boy.
Right. Well, he'll have some stories, maybe.
Of memory.
I'm pretty sure that they did send him, and I'm pretty sure that right away they sent him back home.
Yeah.
Like, listen, this kid is just...
He's fine.
You know, he's just...
He's fine.
A bad kid.
He's right. Just a bad seed.
Just a bad one. He's a bad kid.
Hello, this is the Mark Twain Academy. We are returning your bad apple.
Do you know what mental cruelty my Uncle Dana did to me?
What's that?
He said, if you keep that up, I'm going to make you get out of the car. And he pulled over, and there are no car seats or anything, so he made me get out of the car. And when he thought he taught me my lesson, he said, get back in, and I wouldn't get in.
Ooh, tough guy.
Wow. Yeah, playing it tough.
Anyway. Well, I mean, was it on, like, a huge, busy road?
It was on Great Falls Street in Great Falls, or in Falls Church, so it was a pretty decent thoroughfare. And
how old were you?
I was 17. No, I was, like, 6. But,
six.
Yeah, made him bend on it a little bit. I remember that.
Uncles aren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, well, he was a
uncles don't have that kind of privilege.
You showed him.
Yeah, I did.
Uncles are supposed to spoil kids.
Your uncle, Bill Dana. Hold on. We have a guy who said he went to the Mark Twain School in Rockville, Maryland.
Is that the mic?
I was...
hey, I went to the Mark Twain School in Rockville.
Stop it, idiot.
How'd you like it there?
He's mentally retarded.
No, he's awesome.
Not. He's
awesome.
Awesome.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Come on.
Yeah,
you can't say that
even with a bad...
What
even
is
if you're,
it today?
Even if you're
it's
pretending,
Friday and it's a low-pressure system.
If you're pretending to be a window licker, you still can't say BS. Please don't curse.
Sorry.
He didn't know.
Have you learned your lesson?
I have.
What is your name?
My name's Steve.
Did you play any sports at the academy for the fighting extra chromosomes?
I play rugby.
Rugby. How do you like rugby?
It's fun.
It wasn't awesome like the school?
No, it was awesome too. It was awesome.
So did you get to dig a lot?
Dig?
Yeah, did you have like a run out in the back of the school?
You know where they would put a chain on your neck and you could run and then dig.
Or did they keep you in a cage?
No, that's mean.
Okay. Okay. Hey. You weren't in an enclosure?
What? You said that's a rugby. It was fun.
I don't think that the impression that he's doing is much of a stretch for him.
What?
Me either.
You know, I think we got that from the BSing, too.
Yeah.
Me either.
No. You know, I never thought I would say this to someone of your limited mental capacity, but I'm sorry, I do not believe that you are in any way retarded.
Mom said retarded, the mean word.
Would you like to speak with your real voice now?
Come on now.
All right, fine. I'm sorry, guys.
There you go. Hey, yeah. Really great. Mike, thanks for effing up our show with your dumb retard impression. Jesus Christ.
Have fun on your way back to your class reunion.
You know, go find an open mic night somewhere, for goodness sakes.
Oh, no, he's listening to himself
on the radio.
For the,
I take it back, he is retarded.
He is.
He really is.
Glad you like rugby.
Yeah, listen to his killer appearance on the show.
What a chameleon.
I am Sam.
Oh, what an incredible transition.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
No.
You can do it if you try real hard.
Stop it.
Everybody.
Run, Forrest, run.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, my name is Steve, and I think it's socially irresponsible for you guys to put a character on named after me. That's retarded.
Steve. Oh, Steve is doing an intellectual riff based on Elizabeth Hasselbeck from The View. Now,
let me
just tell you. Here in the Don and Mike world of funny, there is the last guy who was really not funny.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Justice had the scales tipped way down this way.
Sure.
You, on the other hand, are offering something that is so the thinking man's
And having them back to back really is kind of a comedy time warp.
It's too much. It's thrown off the equilibrium.
It just doesn't work.
Everyone has vertigo right now.
If there had been two pieces of comedy that had bridged the gap between the absurd and your thinking man's joke, it might have gone over better.
Everyone right now feels like they just had their picture taken with a flash photographer.
And another rule, it would have been funnier if you had called right after we were talking about Elizabeth Hasselbeck. But then again, you wouldn't have been referencing the guy, you know, doing the retard voice. So who knows? And you know what we're doing right now, Don? We're doing Inside the Comedy Mind of Alan King.
I love it.
We really are. We're overanalyzing
it. Hold on a second.
Hey. Oh, this is...
Yeah, pick it up, Rob. Will you pick it up and see what's him?
We're going to get the answer. That's good. That's closure.
We're making a cameo appearance. Is that a good move?
Him? Hey. JTF. Hey, dude.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, dude.
Jimmy.
How you doing, Jim?
Pretty good.
Are you working now?
No, I had a week off.
Oh, a fresh off a vacation.
Yes.
Very, very good.
Jimmy, so many questions to ask you. First, I am just an awful brother. I don't call you, you know.
I know. You're awful. You're terrible.
I'm terrible. Well, you can call, too. You know, it's a two-way street.
Did you forget what this coming Monday is?
Well, did you forget what this previous September 18th was?
Oh, dude, are we to understand somebody celebrating a birthday Monday?
Yes, we're playing the birthday game. But JPS, your gift, Rob, this will kill you, via Amazon.com, already on the way.
Magazine subscriptions?
Already on the way.
No, I don't care. Anyway, ask your questions.
All right,
he's ready for him.
Have your way. All right, here's the question. And an early happy birthday to you. How old will you be on Monday?
46.
46, right. Bravo.
Which is still funny to me that my brother's 46.
Yeah, you still think of him as a kid.
Okay. Now, I don't know how we got on this topic. First off, Mike and I now do the show from Rockville instead of from Fairfax.
From Rockville?
Yeah. Right.
It's where our studios are. We've moved to Rockville.
So, we're on Rockville Pike, and really, we're 5 miles away from the house we used to live on Norbeck Road.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Someday, maybe next week or the week after, I'm going to take Mike over with a tape recorder, and we're going to interview the people who live in our old house.
It's going to be a trip down memory lane.
Now,
see if it's haunted.
Would you think this would drive Dad, Sam, our dad crazy, our adopted dad?
Right.
There is a biracial family living in there right now.
Oh, there is. How do you know that?
Got some intel on it.
Oh, okay. That house there on Norbeck, that's the one where Sam said, go out and beat the tar out of each other.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, at that very same home, where our adopted father, Sam, did just about everything you could do wrong with two boys, did he or did he not at one point put you into the Mark Twain retard school?
Oh, it wasn't a retard school.
Yeah, no, that's what I was going. Back then, it was a bad kid school, right?
Yeah, I went there for 1 year.
Oh, you went for a whole year.
See,
you went for a whole year.
I thought
yeah.
so.
Was it kind of like a reform school?
No, I, from what I remember, it was actually pretty cool. You know, we got out Wednesdays real early and all that. I mean, it was really cool, though. I mean, Wednesdays we had donuts and chocolate milk.
When you've got people that are having learning difficulties and are a little incorrigible, you want to fill them full of white sugar.
So what grade was he like?
He's 9, 10 years old.
Okay, so like fourth grade.
I wasn't incorrigible.
Well, Jimmy, why'd they put you there? Was it because you had learning problems, or is it because you were a behavior problem?
Behavior.
Yeah. You were a problem. Yeah. Don't worry. We're on your side. I was in that house. I understood why you were a problem.
I had this problem of just doing whatever I wanted. I think that's the house where me and David White set that trash can on fire in the school.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, that's right. That's right.
That'll get you. Was it called the Mark Twain Academy? Is that what it was called?
I can't remember what it was called.
I don't know. Do you remember any of the discipline that they did?
All I remember, hold on. First,
No, because I didn't get in trouble there.
Do you remember?
I mean, it was like the first school that we had a indoor swimming pool.
Wow.
We had that cool, the gymnasium floor was a cool latex thing, you know, state-of-the-art crap then.
Wow.
I mean, you know, it was a real cool school.
Do you remember when they built that place? They built the school like less than 2 miles from our house. And we had a regular junior high right across the street.
Why am I picturing it? Looks like Mr. Burns' house or something. up on a hill with big gargoyles.
And I remember that our mom and dad would take us in the car. I don't know if you remember or not. They were mad at you. I remember this distinctly. It was in Dad's Maverick. A happening car, yes. Ford Maverick.
Very nice.
When we all had to go down Norbeck Road, you went down two stoplights, you made a right-hand turn, and it almost looked like a forest sign, like something done by the Park Service. You know, it had, like, wood burned, and it said Mark Twain School. And right away, it reeked of...
like a state-run facility.
Yeah, and I remember pulling in there, and Mom turning around and saying, "This is where we're sending you." Do you remember any of that?
No.
Oh, you don't remember?
You don't remember
that? No, I always remember her threatening to send us to a reform school or a military school.
Right.
Bingo!
We didn't shape up.
Bingo!
But,
You know, that's why...
I went there for 1 year. I think I went there for, like, sixth grade or something. You know, and it wasn't a bad school. It was real cool. You know, the other kids, they weren't... You know, there wasn't any retards or nothing, but I guess everybody had gotten in trouble, and it was like an alternative school,
right.
You know?
Yeah,
you know,
you had old Sam and Fran just scratching their
heads.
Well,
maybe it
was
an alternative school. It sounds like with the donuts and the milk.
No, but here's the thing with my mom and dad, though. I mean, Jimmy's painting a picture that is too generous. They were not looking for a way to help their son who was so incredibly talented but just had hardship. He was a pain in the ass, and they used to threaten us all the time with military schools. And then they built the school down the street, and they would always say, specifically to my brother, "We're going to put you in that school. We're going to put you in that school."
It's not like that facility where Rain Man was it, or anything like that?
I really don't remember. Here's another memory that I have. Maybe I remember because I was older than you, Jimmy. I remember the day that they drove up, that Mom said to me, Frances said to me, "Wait in the car." And I said, "Why can't I go in?" And she said, "Just wait in the car. You don't want to see what it's like inside."
Oh, really?
So I, you know,
part of the mystique. Yeah.
I never understood really what was going on.
Wow.
I just thought I had to sit in the car with the windows rolled up while they went and just dropped you off.
Hallways reeking of number one.
Lots of bad touch everywhere.
People like hitting their heads up against the wall.
Nothing works here.
Nurse Ratchet, we just want to watch the World Series.
Jesus Christ.
Well, but he's answered your question.
Yeah.
Not only did they put him there, but he was there for an entire year.
All right, Jimmy, mystery solved. That's all I had. That was the only question I had. How's every other little thing?
That's good. I just got back from Dallas today.
Oh, did you drive a load down there?
No, I took my motorcycle.
The bike. Wow.
Road trip.
Took your heart.
Yeah, I left last Friday to go down and see a bunch of friends and all that, and drove down there last Friday night and left yesterday morning.
All right, so what do you got planned for this weekend?
No kids at home, so not a whole lot.
Any hunting?
Hang out. No, no.
No hunting in your future?
No.
Okay. When does deer season start?
Bow season already started back in September.
And then, of course, when you can go out and kill any guy named Bo.
Gun season.
Either B-O or B-E-A-U.
Right. Bo Hopkins.
Or,
Bo Diddley.
And they've also even decided...
And women are included, too. Bo Derek.
And they've also decided that if you're one of those girls old-fashioned and you've got a Bo, boyfriend, you call him your Bo, also it's legal in Wisconsin to kill him, too.
In the last 2 weeks of the season, there's a very special exemption where you can actually widen the field and kill anybody with B-O. It's
right,
a lot of
Jimmy.
Fun. I guess that's going over with Jimmy.
Hey, speaking of initials, I got two for him. Hey, Jimmy.
What?
Did you have a nice BM today?
Hey, you know your brother.
Now, Jimmy, you know your brother.
Now, Mike's mom and dad used to say this thing when he was a kid, too. Didn't Sam and Fran used to ask this all the time? Did you have a nice BM?
I can't remember that.
You don't remember.
Wow. I remember Sam, instead of swearing, he'd always say crap bones.
Crap bones.
I remember that.
Oh, crap bones.
Crap bones.
I mean, Don's probably already talked about it, but instead of saying you got to go pee, he'd say, well, you got to go wet. remember the wet thing?
That's why they never called it like
the wet thing.
It was wet thing. Okay, and I know you know this. We've said it before, but it always merits mentioning again. What was our mom and dad's name for the ass?
Cooley.
Does your wet thing hurt? How about your Cooley?
Your Cooley.
Is it any wonder my brother and I turned out like we did? Look at the way we were raised. They put him in a goddamn institutional school.
During our pool.
Do you have to go wet?
Donuts.
Maybe he doesn't remember as much because at the Mark Twain place, they might have given him a little electricity.
Like 5,000 volts.
They never took kids to like special rooms there, did they, Jimmy?
No.
Okay.
All right, dude. Well, listen.
All right, man. I got to go unpack.
All right. Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
All right. I love you. I'll see you later.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's your brother, Jim. Well, you got the answer. He was there. Yeah, and obviously, you'd blocked it a little bit because you had no memory of him being gone for an entire year.
Whole year.
For
a year.
I had the same thought about it being an institution when he was talking about the gym that had the rubber floor. I was thinking it might have just been a whole room.
You know, it's so funny when you hear something like that, you process it in such an interesting way. I'm literally getting visions of movies that I've seen. Every movie,
right.
like driving up, like in Rain Man, when they drive up that big driveway, I pictured a lot of granite, a lot of stonework.
No,
and then when you said the sign, that was a state sign. I remember, like, Crownsville, you know, down here where you have the special sign and stuff. It's, you know, signs that indicate this is a place that is funded by state money.
But what we've learned is that they did the work that really worked.
It really worked out for Jimmy.
Chocolate milk and donuts.
I do remember that when they put him in there, it's not like he had to live there.
Right.
I
mean, did he take the bus?
Yeah, he had to take.
Was it one of those buses?
We're going to confirm that.
You know, you said it was in the neighborhood, so I would assume it was a.
It was not close enough for him to walk because he would have had to have walked down Rockville Pike.
He described
Norbeck Road. I'm sorry, right. Speed limit like 45.
He described it as an alternative school.
Hey, last thing, Mike just had a really good question. I didn't remember when you went to the Mark Twain School. Did they send like the short bus for you?
Yeah. Yeah, the short little bus.
Right. It was the smaller bus.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have that many kids in the school, right?
Right.
Were the windows wet on the inside?
Stop it. All right, dude. I'll see you later.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wet windows.
Window licorice, Mike.
Jesus, I know.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, God.
Wow. But you never, was it ever threatened? Were you ever threatened with, I mean, you said you had
with
good grades, but, no. You know, you ran with the Bowery Boys and stuff. You had your share of scrapes with the law.
I didn't get in trouble like Jimmy, though.
Really?
I
mean, Jimmy would always be. Jimmy got caught a lot, didn't
he? My stuff was like where we would plan to steal and you know, shoplift. And do stuff like that.
So he got caught more. That's white collar crime. Jimmy was more of a hitting somebody over the head and taking the old lady's purse.
He was big into matches.
Oh, yeah, he seemed to have he has mentioned fire a couple of times on the show. But he's had some issues with fire.
One time.
What is it, a trash can he set on fire?
Yeah. When we lived in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, which is really God's armpit. I swear to God, we lived in Clinton, Maryland, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, Prince George's County. Oh, back in the day, my God, PU. And Landover Mall was still a mall, but that was our mall. We were living out there, and we were in this new subdivision.
Right.
And at the back of the subdivision was nothing but all of the land that they had bulldozed to build new houses.
Right.
And there was a bunch of lumber and junk out there, and Jimmy and I were out there horsing around. God damn it, he doesn't start lighting stuff on fire. And all of a sudden, like, we got to go. We got to get out of here. And we go home. And as soon as we get home, you just see black smoke billowing out. And right away, Dad knows right away.
It's him.
Yeah. And he knew it wasn't me.
Did they put it out eventually?
He knew it was him.
The professionals?
Yeah. I don't think it was a big deal. We were making more of it than it really was.
Right. But when you're a little kid, obviously, it seems like a bigger deal.
Pretty exciting.
But I do remember that we were running away, and I'm like, God, this is bad. He's like, yes, this is bad. And we were running towards the house, and we had to run in like as the guiltiest two of all. Now, you know, I'll take my share of the blame for being there,
right,
and for not stopping him,
right.
You know, but so we're both walking in, and I'm thinking, well, I didn't do anything.
Did he like carry a lighter with him or something like that? He liked fire.
He had matches with him all the time.
Yeah, matches.
So we got it. We got home and we went inside and we acted like nothing was going on. And I remember Sam looking out the back window saying, "It looks like something's on fire back there." Jimmy!
And shortly thereafter, a short bus trip to the Mark Twain School.
And one time when he got mad at my dad, he tried to light the carporter on fire.
Whoa!
So he'd use
fire as a way to express his frustration. That's where you get into a lot of trouble.
That can be bad.
That's where you get into a lot of trouble.
That was a big one.
And this is a tough time for fires. What with the leaves and all.
Right. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, back in the day, I mean, does anybody remember the day where you could, you know, you'd rake the leaves and then you'd burn the pile?
Oh, hey, listen. Oh, and the leaves. My neighbor, Big Ed, has got me on this leaf kick now, this leaf craze. I have a leaf blower. I didn't even know that I had one.
Oh, right.
Okay?
Right.
So I didn't even know that I had one. It's a mighty powerful Toro one. Mm-hmm. And man, it kicks some ass.
Electric.
So I get this thing out last weekend.
Electric charged or it's not a...
You plug it in.
Okay.
You plug it in. Although I did spend about 15 minutes trying to find out where I would put the gasoline in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 'cause I had no concept that you would plug it in to an extension cord. So I'm standing
That's
there.
It's like that lady that put the gasoline in the iron.
So I'm standing there with a can of gasoline, like looking at this leaf blower going, how the freak do I get the gasoline in? And where's the thing that you pull like on a lawnmower?
Right. So it took you a while to process that it was an electrical.
So finally, what helped was when I saw, oh, look, an electrical sign. Mm-hmm. You know, duh, the three-prong thing.
Hard to use, though, right? I mean is it just a huge cord?
I went to Home Depot a couple weekends ago, and I bought maybe 300 yards of that real high quality orange.
Yeah, yeah, the heavy duty
indoor outdoor extension cord.
Yeah.
So what I've done is, and this now, I've got a bit of ADD. You know, I kid Rob all the time. I want to keep the studio neat. I'm outside. It's a contest with my neighbor Ed.
Right.
Retired Big Ed.
Right.
Because what he does is he gets all the leaves in his yard. And he puts them in the big hefty bag.
Yeah.
And he's got like 18 bags waiting to be picked up.
Right.
I went out in my front yard and started doing this and found it to be maddening because even with the slightest bit of wind, you can get all of them pretty much in a pile.
Right.
You turn your back for one goddamn second.
And they're all back all over the yard.
And it's like 45 minutes of work. Done.
Right.
So I'm running around like a madman trying to get this thing into the bags. And what I finally ended up doing was just pushing them all over the edge, by where the big drain is in front of my house.
Uh-huh. Can you do that? Just leave them in the street?
Well, not really.
See, that's the greatest thing. They were out today, the greatest thing in my neighborhood.
Same here.
Living in that little municipality that I live in. I heard it this morning where... And I know they're out. And you can literally... Push your leaves into the street,
the
and they come by with a big machine,
vacuum them all up.
It is the greatest thing in the world.
In my neighborhood, you can do the same thing with trash.
Oh.
They push it all in the road, and they take care of it.
So I was out today. I was out today like a maniac.
Right.
Like someone should have been mainlining me Ritalin, speaking of going to the Mark Twain School, because I was running around with my three piles of leaves that I was blowing and getting into position. And blowing and getting into position.
Also tough if there's a little spitting rain. It's tough to do that, too. Because they're not going to work that well with the blower.
They do stink.
But he's on the blower.
But I thought that the rain was going to help because it was going to...
Once you get your piles, it would keep them settled down.
To make them like they are.
Right.
And anyway, it was at that point that Ed came over and said, what you trying to do? And I said, I'm going to put all these into the bags. And he said, well, that's really great, but before you do that, really, look what you did down by the mailbox.
Right.
And I said, what do you mean? And I got like some big, you know, one of those big metal drains.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like a storm drainage.
Storm drainage, exactly what it is. Well, what I did was down by the end of the driveway, I did just what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I did like I do with the snow. I just, everything
blew it into the street.
Over the edge.
And it actually etched you down into the drain.
Well, Ed said to me, you know, we're supposed to get about 2 inches of rain.
Yeah.
very good chance you're going to cause a little mini flood here on the street.
You both did that.
I would really urge you to get on your galoshes and get down there and clean out that storm drain.
Yeah. Crawl down into the storm drain?
No, not into it, Mike. It's a gully.
Okay, I got you.
It's this big.
I got you.
Describe this big for everybody.
I mean, it's about 6 feet by 6 feet.
It's big enough for a person to crawl into, and it goes underneath my driveway.
Yeah, it's for runoff. It's for runoff. So your leaves were blocking the top of it, like blocking the grate.
One end of it.
Both ends.
Both ends of the pile.
Actually, I had both ends. So many leaves had been piled up there.
That probably would have caused a little problem.
Yeah.
So did you walk down through the storm drain? Did you, get deep into it and go down there?
Went all the way through, cleaned it out, and then...
Did you see Pennywise?
Yeah.
that's the clown from It.
He said to say Happy Easter. Ed was helping me with this.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
Ed, my next door neighbor, Ed, the retired guy, was helping me out with this, and... By the time we got done with this, I had gone back up to my driveway area where my three or four other beautiful piles had already just been...
Oh, just wiped out.
Reduced.
Blown all over the yard.
And at that point, Ed, who has just got big... And here's the thing about him. Big, natural, white teeth. He doesn't have the veneers.
Right.
He doesn't have the big, fake piano teeth.
Got great teeth.
He loves talking about this. These are his real teeth. And he's got... The tough guy tan, you know, and he's
working outside all the time.
Retired military, retired CIA guy,
right.
Got the closely cropped hair, just like standing there in much better shape than me. The man's in his early 60s, and
when it starts to rain, does he still come over to, see you when you're working out in your garage?
That was Mike that said that, Ed. Right?
I'm kidding, Ed.
That was Mike that said that.
Would Ed track with the movie American Beauty? Would he have watched it, do you think? Now that he has the title.
He did tell me that he recently watched it. Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, okay. So maybe not.
He recommended that to me.
Oh, but then definitely not.
He recommended that to me, and I said, I really don't know what that one is. And he said, oh, it's good. And he said, do you know the show Home Improvement? And I said, I don't remember. He said, you know, with a Tim the Tool guy? I'm like, Tim Allen? Oh, he said, yes. Oh, really?
Well, now you know what to get him at Christmas time when RV comes out on DVD. You can run that right up to his house.
Anyway, he's an old school, tough ass guy. Uh-huh. You know, tough as nails. Just stood there today. And, well, I'll end this. We have to break. Here was the final humiliation after Ed came over and said, you're screwing up the storm drain and everything else. I had literally been out there for 1 hour today with the leaf blower trying to get this, and it was a mess. I said, crap. This is all awful. I'll fix it tomorrow. Ed, I got to get ready for work. Thank you very much. He said, hey, you know what? What are you talking about? The area right out here? These leaves right here? And he talks in this way. He speaks, you mean this area approximately 26 kilometers, four clicks this way, and now this way, 2.6 meters this way, just this general area, just right here by the turnaround by where you have the basketball. Like, yes, and he said, I can bang this out and have this bag for you in 10 minutes.
He can, too.
And I said... I dare you. And he said, okay, go do whatever you've got to do.
And is that when you went into the house for chocolate milk and donuts?
I went into my hand on a Bible. I went into my house and sat down at my kitchen table and had my little plate of microwave, you know, some type of cow innard, whatever it was. Something awful. Yeah, Soylent Green is people. And sat there and watched Jack LaFreaking Lane.
How old did you say Ed was?
62.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, and he had on the jumpsuit today.
Yeah.
You know, the old man.
Right, jumpsuit, working in the yard jumpsuit.
Velour jumpsuit.
Perfect for leaves.
Was it velour? It was velour. No, it wasn't velour, but it was the kind. What's the kind that Bill Murray wears?
Was it like a Carhartt? Like one of those workman jumpsuits?
Yeah.
So you can work out. It's a great, they keep you nice and warm.
Anyway,
it's a cool day.
8 minutes.
Wow.
Took him 8 minutes. I watched him, the guy like a freaking dynamo.
He's a pro. Do you know what he likes? Can you give him a little gift or something?
I said to him, what are you on, like speed? And he says, he's got this whole way about him. No, you know what I get high on? I get high on achievement. I get high on having the most beautiful yard in the neighborhood.
Yeah. Wow.
I get high on the fact that when people drive by my home, they know that I care.
Right.
Do you care about your home?
He didn't say that. I understand, but that's... Yeah.
Well,
boy, it kind of makes you feel inferior, doesn't it?
Please tell me about it.
You are.
Please. I was out there for 45 minutes to an hour. He did all of it in 8 minutes. And I'm talking about blowing the leaves,
yep.
Then raking them into piles, then methodically getting out the big, gigantic 20-gallon drum, black Glad plastic bags,
right.
Bagging them, getting the plastic thing, putting it around, and bringing them down to be picked up by the garbage man.
Well, you ought to give him a cigar or something. He's had breakfast.
8 minutes.
Yeah, is he a drinker? Does he
like
have
a fish?
Really?
Like a fish.
And a DVD of Home Improvement.
Like a fish he drinks.
You get him a bottle of what he drinks.
That's a good move, yeah. That's the good move.
Well, I always take care of him at Christmas. And since Frida passed away, I think I told you, out of all the neighbors, they're all very nice in their own way.
Right.
He's the one that really I feel the most comfortable with.
Oh, good. Good. And he can help you with the yard.
Helps you out.
And he's also very mad. Not very mad. I shouldn't say very mad. He just looked at me and rolled his eyes. He looked at the spot where Janet ran into my little wall there a couple of weeks ago with her car.
Didn't like that at all.
No. And I, of course, have done nothing to have that fixed yet. And he said, "What happened here?" I said, "Oh, my girlfriend backed into the wall." "When did this happen?" I said,
"Oh, no."
He said, "I don't know, like 2 or 3 weeks ago." He said, "You don't have a mason out here." I said, "One thing at a time. I'm handling what I can, Ed."
Right.
You know, what I wanted to say to him was, "Hey, I tell you what, Jacqueline, why don't you do it with your teeth today? Why don't you just strip down to your Depends, come on over and just pull the rocks out with your teeth today and get it all done before I come home tonight?"
You better be careful. He'll put you in the back of his car and take you to the Mark Twain School. He really will.
Got a break? Someday Big Ed will make an appearance on this show.
Yeah. Boy, I look forward to that day.
Yeah.
Someday Big Ed will
truly
make an appearance
do.
On the show.
Arr!
Yeah, you're right. We do got a break. A big Friday show. Stay right there. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, I just have to set this up with this. Ali G. Well, what's that name in his movie?
Borat.
Okay.
Borat. I'm Borat.
Here he is at the premiere of his movie, Borat.
"I thought of a great taunt. It disparages their mothers."
That doesn't sound like him. Sounds like Lithgow.
Yes, ma'am, sorry. Here is Borat.
"Well, I have come here with Bilak, my 11-year-old son, his wife, and their child. And we are hoping maybe to put maybe some chocolate makeup on the child's face and sell to Madonna. I am hoping that Madonna will be a very good father for it."
Borat.
I laughed at it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're goddamn genius.
Hello.
Victims of laxative abuse.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Please tell me. Con, did you try to get a hold of Hughes?
No answer, yeah.
The Hughes Muse?
Maybe he's taking a long weekend.
Brother, oh brother, it would be nice to know.
Yeah.
If the company has made the deal to, if there is a Game 6 tomorrow night,
yeah,
to run our listeners' YouTube commercial.
To get a little confirmation on it.
Tomorrow. Tentatively speaking, on Hughes Standard Time.
Yes.
I know tomorrow night is always the clock. It's the fallback night.
Fallback night, right.
That's the one I don't like.
Yeah. Wee hours of Sunday morning, right?
Even though everybody...
You're supposed to do it at like 2 o'clock. I mean, if you really were...
Yeah,
technically. 2 a.m. Sunday, it becomes 1 a.m.
Right. Even though it's the one that right now they fool you into thinking you're getting an extra hour of sleep out of.
Right.
And technically, I guess you are.
Right.
I enjoy the other time...
You like springing forward.
...that we're on better. I just think we should stay on one time all the time.
Well, I know years ago you used to stay on that time. You'd actually... You know, it would still be 2 o'clock for you, even though everybody else was saying, "Hey, it's noon," and you'd say, "No, it's 1.
Do you know that the way that my idiotic mind works, on Monday when we come in, we'll be doing, I know that I've said this before, it's incredibly deep. Are you on the phone with Hughes? Huh?
Oh, you're in a meeting?
He's always in a meeting.
Yeah, they can be quick.
Ah. He's making
no,
you one.
You want to ask the manager. They just want to be quick. He doesn't have time for ask the manager.
He's not ready for his
all right,
close-up.
He's ready?
Okay. All right, here he is. Let's welcome him. Here is Michael Hughes. Hey, Michael.
Very busy man.
Hi, Hector.
Hello. Thank you for giving us your time.
Now, ask the manager a simple question. If there is a game six tomorrow night, will our commercial run in the fourth inning?
So I'm told. So I'm billed.
Oh, you paid for it.
Well, that's all booked. So
all right.
Booked. Okay.
Now, Michael, that's all we needed. Now we can tell our listeners tomorrow night. First, we got to root for St. Louis to lose tonight.
Yeah. So there's
well,
a six.
We do, and guys. If there's a game seven, I may have a little bonus surprise for you.
Oh. You know what this is?
Is he toying with us?
Yeah, he's just playing.
It's a nice gamble he's playing there. He's lying, it's a hell of a good lie.
He's playing the odds. All right, Michael. Tentatively, if there is a game six.
Go Tigers!
That's the only tentative thing.
Go Tigers.
The commercial will be on Fox 5 here in D.C. tomorrow night during the fourth inning, right?
Yes, during the fourth inning.
All right. That's what we'll tell everybody to look for it then.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
There he goes. There he goes. He's fun. Kind of waits. You know how he waits in that paranoid little way?
Yeah.
Remember the way they always, when they used to come into our office, all GMs?
Hello?
Remember how they'd linger? GMs linger more than anybody else because they always think you're going to say one more thing to them.
But I thought that was nice that it was brief and not ask the manager, which is what he feared.
Would you like to smell my beard?
You know, I sometimes enjoy the brief visits with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wouldn't want a lengthier visit.
I like just getting the information. Okay. So.
And that is as definitive as he will get.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the answer, if you wrote it down, it was, so I'm told.
We have been billed.
We have been billed. Have you paid for it yet? Well, it's been scheduled.
I'm in a pacing meeting.
But if he has been billed, I'll say that he's put his chips in.
He's done what he can.
He's gambling.
He's all in.
He's gambling on the fact. I'm still convinced he's gambling on the fact that he's going to hope St. Louis wins tonight.
Right.
So that he is able to put our show in a rerun of Suddenly Susan.
Don, is your birthday September 18th?
It is, Mike.
No, the answer is, so I'm told. So I'm told.
That's a vote of confidence.
That's as much as we're going to get.
Yeah. You know, we should actually get it on our webpage.
John!
Hey, John?
Yes?
Be a deer.
Keep it clean, John.
Be a deer.
Yeah, watch that mouth.
I know. Sorry.
Yeah. Watch it, OS.
I'm sorry.
And put that up on our webpage, please, right on the front. That the tentatively, if the Tigers win,
right,
that game six tomorrow night, the YouTube commercial will be on Fox 5.
And you heard it here, and I'm just going on what our general manager said to us. In the event that there's a game seven, there might be a bonus surprise.
TiVo alert.
Right.
Just TiVo the whole weekend. From Michael Hughes, the CT.
Yeah.
He is an absolute CT.
Of course, it might be on that fabulous World Series replay that they do at about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Two?
Who knows?
Or what if the answer?
I wish I could say I was filled with confidence.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
I've been with confidence.
Well, here's the deal.
Shut up, eBay.
The door is completely open to them screwing up.
Yes.
Oh, at the television station.
Sure, we do it. No, I don't think so. I think for something like that, I think they've got it together a little more for a major event. Where a lot of people are really lining up to pay money.
Big money. Am I hearing you express confidence in our general manager?
No, I have confidence in the TV station.
Okay.
I mean, I've got the TV station. Well, if you think there's a problem with the TV station.
Right.
No. If the money's green, they're going to run the commercial.
Yeah. Well, I know in all advertising it costs a little bit more to have a specific location.
Yes.
Oh, yes. But then, or in our case, maybe they just said, well, this is where it's going to run. They say, are you sure? And then we'll see what happens.
All right, so that's tomorrow night. That's the TiVo alert.
So I'm told.
Floyd Barber is the listener who sent it in. Guy has a government job. He doesn't want us to talk about it.
Right.
Great commercial. It's on YouTube right now.
Have you seen the signs outside the building here? Floyd for City Council.
And tentatively it will run tomorrow night. So let's go. Detroit.
Yeah, please. Come on. I mean, force at least
come on.
A sixth game and hopefully a seventh.
And also tomorrow night, the cheater goes, right?
Yep.
If they win tonight, tomorrow night, the Pine Tar guy goes.
Tomorrow's Kenny Rogers. That's the way, that's so I'm told.
Couldn't work better.
Kenny Rogers, that's what I was told. I was told he was going to pitch.
He's been paid. Hello, Don and Mike.
He's been paid.
Hello.
Hey, I went and saw Borat last night, and it was the funniest damn thing I've ever seen.
Well, I saw a big trailer for it. It sure looks great. It really does look
Here's
funny.
The only thing that I'm worried about.
What's
I'm
that?
Worried about a supreme letdown because I am pinning so much on this movie.
When you go see this movie, you will see the singularly nastiest piece of film I've seen in my life, and I've seen Faces of Death. It's really...
You're talking...
So
you're wow. You're talking to two gentlemen who laughed at Faces of Death. When Micah and I originally watched it on Betamax,
right,
a production room at a studio a long time ago,
and we said, those aren't alligators eating a person, it's fixed. It's
yeah, if
all...
you want me to give you a spoiler, I will, but
if it's good, it's good.
But, so you mean disturbingly gross?
Yeah.
It's all right, I'll ask you one question. It won't spoil anything. Gross in a scatological way or gross in a bloody way?
Scatological.
Okay, no problem.
It was hilarious.
Thank
and,
you, kids.
ladies, there is male full frontal in the movie.
I went to radio. It was an R?
Got to be R.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right, good.
And if you don't go, I will be executed.
I love that. Nice. The only other one that I'm really looking forward to seeing that I can tell that's coming out soon, and I know I'm going to go out, don't kill me for this right away, because of his track record, the new Will Ferrell movie, I don't like it for like the reason I like Ricky Bobby and Anchorman.
No, it looks like he's playing a little bit more of a serious character.
It's the one with Emma Thompson where she's actually... writing a story
about
him. Yeah,
she's the voice in his head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looks to me like a high-concept film, almost like being John Malkovich or some Jim Carrey piece of crap that's overthought. Yes, Ed.
Before you get too excited about that, they've announced his movie to follow that, where he will be a 70s basketball player in the ABA.
So shut up!
Back on track.
Why do you have to ruin things for me?
I'm not. I'm just keeping it real.
Why you got to ruin it for me?
Because I hate Will Ferrell.
You still hate
him. I love Will Ferrell.
I know you do.
You still hate him?
Kicking and Screaming.
You're reading my mind. Kicking and Screaming.
Well, that movie's... You're not... I mean, you love Will Ferrell, but you have to concede that that was not his finest
work. It's his worst. It's his worst.
And I didn't like Will Ferrell until I saw Anchorman, and I found that Anchorman was... and I believe me, when I get it for a guy... I don't want to laugh at all, and I was forced to laugh with a couple of the scenes in Anchorman.
No, Kicking and Screaming sucks ass. It's his worst movie, but I'll watch it on HBO. And you know who I'm not kidding. The star of that movie is Ditka. Ditka is great.
In Kicking and Screaming.
Because he is Ditka.
I'll never be able to see it. Well, maybe my kids would like to watch it.
And you know what you could do that could make me very happy right now?
What's that?
Because he's in the movie. Do your impression of Robert Duvall laughing.
he laughs exactly the same way De Niro does too.
But there's a lot of that in this movie where he's Will Ferrell's dad. Like
anybody can do that impression. If you want to do a Robert Duvall laugh, you turn your face down and you open your mouth up wide and you smile downward. It's hard to do, and then you go.
There you go. I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
It's a variation on Walter Matthau.
Mimsy.
And De Niro in Goodfellas in the scene right before they stab the guy with the ice pick in the back of the head. De Niro gives the same laugh when he's in there going.
But really,
yes.
If you ever watch, and you would never have a reason to stop on that movie, you should watch it just for the scenes where Robert Duvall laughs.
Well, I might watch it with my kids. I think they've seen it.
Oh, it's an awful movie.
They've seen it, but you know, it's an awful movie and kids like it, so I might watch it with them.
But Ditka's in it.
I don't know what the hell to go see. I mean, it's going to be a rotten weekend, and I got to take my kids to see something, and I'm not sure what. We're right at that age now where Catherine's 11, where we can actually, you know, go to like a you know, not R-rated, but we can... If I determine...
Sure you can go to R-rated, Mike.
We could do some PG-13.
Right.
Yeah. A few, but I mean like...
Really,
there's nothing out. There's nothing that's really good, you know.
Take them to an art film.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I got it. What? Like a lightning bolt.
Take them downtown.
I just saw it. Saw 3. Saw 3.
Oh, God, I love that.
Halloween.
I'm all set.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
You've probably already seen Saw 2. You just don't know it.
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Seesaw. Get jokes. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yes, Henry Kaiser, what were your thoughts on Elf?
I thought Elf was a brilliant movie. I thought Elf was hilarious.
Thank you. Goodbye.
And goodbye to you. I didn't like Elf.
Hello.
Can't hear you without a microphone on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He could make 100 L's.
Don, all right, we can't hear you without a microphone on. Hello.
He can be heard.
Hey. I saw that Borat movie in a preview last night. Ridiculous fun. Do you guys watch the show at all or no?
What, the Ollie G Show?
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yeah, we've seen it. It's good.
Yeah, because it's basically that for 80 minutes, but so much more.
It really looks hysterical. I mean, I saw a very, very long trailer for it, and it's the one where he stands in front of the camera and introduces his sister.
Oh, I saw that
one too. It was so, just so sick, but so funny sick. This is my sister.
Hello,
she's
Donna
number
Mike.
One prostitute in Kazakhstan.
Hello, Donna Mike.
I was looking on the internet the other day. There's a movie by Bobcat Goldthwait coming out called Let Sleeping Dogs Lie. It's kind of like everyone has that one secret that they don't want to tell anyone, and as one secret comes out, this person gets kicked off at that person and tells the one secret they know about them, and they know about them, they know about them.
Shut up! All right, listen, here's the thing.
Roger Ebert calling.
You know when Bob Goldthwait is going to make his comeback?
When?
Hot to Trot 2.
Yep. Shakes the Clown 2.
Shakes the Clown is a good movie, Mike. Shakes the Clown, and Florence Henderson is outstanding in that. Shakes the Clown, well, you're not drinking right now,
yeah.
But I was going to say,
right.
If you got a bunch of people and you're like power drinking,
right.
Shakes the Clown is a real good one because you get a good reaction from people.
They've actually optioned a sequel of that with Michael J. Fox.
His microphone was open. By accident.
I heard that. Not really.
Shakes the Clown. Do you think Bob Goldthwait's career will go to such an extent where he will lose the that voice that he does?
Here's the thing. Bob Goldthwait, if he would stop talking like that.
Yeah, he's funny. He's a funny guy.
I talk normally.
Very smart.
He could be like Howie Mandel and Bob Saget, and he could be hosting some stupid game show right now.
Bob Goldthwait.
Something to live for.
I just picture him right now. I named that tune. Bob Goldthwait, you know, wearing like a beret. You know, really. We hung with him for a while in his career.
We were actually friends with Bob Goldthwait.
Warm tab, I'll never forget that.
What was the, I know we've said this before, that what was the weirdest part is it was really when he was at the height of his popularity with the whole...
Right.
Sit backstage with him and you go, so, what do you guys think about what's happening over in Cambodia? That is some wild stuff. Man.
And then he'd go out and do his shtick, and it was a different person. Well, obviously, I mean, he wouldn't talk like that all. It was right around the time, right after the Police Academy movie.
And he was a showbiz friend of ours and hyped this movie that he had coming out about the talking horse.
Hot to Trot.
That's where it fell apart.
One of the worst reviewed movies in the history of cinema, actually.
It's
on some lists.
Even we could not back him up on it.
No. It was that disturbing. Because you combine the fact that he was in that character... And he was acting badly, and it just didn't work.
Although, did I tell you the movie that really, as long as we're talking about obscure movies, when was I down to see Bart at Clemson? Around speaking of my birthday, around the middle of September. Bart had rented the movie Pauly Shore is Dead.
Mm-hmm.
That is why, I never thought I would say this about Pauly Shore. This is a funny effing movie.
And it's with Pauly Shore in it?
Yeah, the whole premise of the movie is that Pauly Shore pretends that he's dead because he thinks he's going to become more famous in death than he was in life.
Yeah, I like
and,
the premise.
And it happens, and it has so many cameos from real people.
Well, Pauly Shore is completely plugged in because his,
Mitzi Shore.
Mitzi
yeah.
Shore.
Right. But, I mean, it's got all kinds of Ben Stiller's in it. And,
right.
And at one point in the movie, when he's losing everything, when his career is falling apart, and he's going like, don't you want to see the weasel? The weasel? Are you going to kick me out of my house? He's getting evicted from his house, and Carrot Top is moving in.
I mean, so that's all right. I mean, I like the idea. I think, you know, who doesn't like the idea of Pauly Shore being dead?
If you want to see something this weekend on Vimeo, you would never see.
It was never, like, big in theaters, was it?
It might have been a straight-to-DVD thing.
It sounds like it, because I never heard of it.
Yeah. All I know is that every once in a while, Bart will come up with a movie like that and say, Dad, really, I know you hate this actor or this premise, but watch this. It kicks ass.
So watch that one at home and go see Borat in the theater and you'll be all set.
Yeah.
Borat. Or I will be executed.
Borat.
Borat.
Although I think this weekend, Janet wants to rent The Breakup.
Ah, yes, Vince Vaughn. Well, it's got your lady in it.
I like that. I like Jennifer Aniston.
It's a good date night movie.
Here's the thing.
Have you seen it?
No.
Buzz.
It just seems to be a little bit, you've got Maley. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you better. But, hey, but think of that one scene. Yeah, that one scene where she walks across in front of him naked.
Yeah, that's true.
You're living for that. That's worth it. You can just sit there the whole time and then fall asleep.
We got the man talk hate phone call thing. We got the music at number one. Well, we should. Oh, Christ. Get a break.
Yeah, baby.
We'll come back. Here's the other news. This week we signed on in Miami. 640 WMEN.
Bravo.
And their station, Talk Radio for Men. And they had had a format before called Adult Standards, where they would really play music like this.
Peter Marshall, Wink Martindale.
They were the DJs.
Right. Jim Lang, right? Jim Lang,
yep.
Also?
They'd play crap like this. Nobody except people waiting to eat dirt were listening to this. But
yes. Take you back on a trip.
So they canceled that format. They put our format on.
Right.
They have a line that's open for listener feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I'm proud to tell you, early results from the station in Miami, WMEN.
Yeah?
We are the most hated show.
We are the number one. You suck!
The operations manager says yesterday, Man Cow, who was in the morning, they had 7 phone calls about him. They're actually getting positive calls about the Jim Rome show.
Oh, good. Well, sure. That's sports talk, yes.
We yesterday received 78 calls about our show.
This is the biggest pile of garbage I've ever heard.
All of the negative. Now, I've not heard them. Rob's heard them. Can you just tease us and everyone else? Are they going to be as good listening as yesterday?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Yeah. Winner. All right. Some more unfiltered feedback.
I'm so angry at you.
From the feeds and New York South.
Yes, sir.
Because a lot of those messages yesterday said, not since I moved from New York have I heard anything like this.
Well, they can go S in their head.
Oh, poor you.
Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. I'm sorry, AJ.
Yeah, I only hope that all you people that are sending the emails someday have a son like Tony Soprano who will try to put a pillow on your face as you're being wheeled into the emergency room.
That's the format. They switched the format. You got to deal with it. I'm going to put this thing on your face, all right? Come on.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a Don and Mike show. Get used to it because it's not going to change in Miami.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken!
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
1, 2.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's a spray of meat.
Here's Don and Mike. For you.
Oh, hold on. Let's start with the level.
What?
It's too loud.
It's a little bit loud.
That's too loud. Here's a spray of meat. Turn that down.
You got a tray of meat.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, now that's better.
That's music. A daily 4-hour salute to all you filthy sea bags. Don and Mike.
Right, right.
You effing C word. Suck on that, losers. You can suck this.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
I hope you said everything you wanted to say to me today, because it's the last chance you'll ever have.
Where's the square ass one?
I will never kiss your big, fat, square ass, and that's what will be required in order for us to get along.
That bad you want me to get, Jack. If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
All righty, whatever that means.
Oh, look out! Look out! You're a goddamn genius!
Here is the deal.
Halloween is next Tuesday.
Halloween!
Right. I can't believe we forgot to mention this. On Tuesday, we have Joe's annual trick or beer.
Yay! Yes, trick or treat for beer.
Plus, we're getting our flu shots on Tuesday, Halloween.
That scares me.
And on Tuesday, we're going to be playing our biggest one-winner strip trivia ever.
It's the Halloween version.
What a day.
Now, we're going to need at least five women and five guys. We never have a problem coming up with guys for this contest, so we
have them already.
Of course, we ask for the women in advance.
Yes.
All you got to do is show up here at Dynamite Grove Broadcast Headquarters in Classic Rockville, Maryland, live on Tuesday in the studio, wearing a Halloween costume that has five articles of clothing on it.
Right. Any articles you choose, you can configure your costume any way you wish. However, it has to have five elements, because that's what everyone else is going to have. And those five elements will start to hit the floor when we play the Halloween version of Strip Trivia.
Strip Trivia, now listen to me and hear me all good on this. Rob, I saw an ad. We should definitely get, they have Trivial Pursuit 1980s version. Trivial Pursuit, like more pop culture stuff, more
very
current
cool
stuff. We'll have new questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
You come into the studio, five guys, five girls, all of them fully clothed, wearing Halloween costumes. Ask you trivia questions. You get one wrong, you got to take something off.
Right.
Last person left who's not naked wins our biggest cash prize ever. And we've done it before. We've had, like, first prize,
right,
second prize,
right,
third prize.
This is a winner-take-all proposition.
Our biggest ever. $2,500.
$2,500.
$2,500.
Wow. Incredible.
Now, that's a lot of dough. That's a lot of cake.
Mm-hmm.
Please, no pigs.
Yes, we'd like to have a lovely, attractive version of Strip Trivia.
Now, ladies, if you would like to be squired, if you would like to be shown the town, if you would like to come down and be a part of our Strip Trivia skin-a-thon.
It's going to be wonderful.
Which is back, and we're so glad that it's back. And we will bring you photos on the Internet,
mm-hmm,
as much as our contestants will allow.
Right.
Body shots, if they like.
Mm-hmm.
Just head shots, if they like.
Only if you wish.
You know, whatever they're up for.
Mm-hmm.
We do have to start, though, by trolling for women.
Yes, and since this is a $2,500 prize, I think the trolling may be easier than it has been in the past. And, of course, it's the first Strip Trivia at our fabulous new facility.
And it's the second Strip Trivia since the show has been reborn.
Right, right.
And the last one was okay, but this one will be extra special because of our new private bank of audio offices and studios.
It's lovely here.
Buzz's room, which is where the guys will be.
The guys' room.
Is a huge, gigantic room, which fortunately for Buzz will not smell like ass,
right, mm-hmm,
as soon as the guys leave.
Right.
And in our new studio, we have plenty of room.
We do indeed.
Whereas before we were very cramped.
Yes.
We got plenty of room for lots of women.
Yes, and I think this is going to be the best ever. The thing that I like most about this is that it coincides with Halloween, and we're going to do the costume version of it. I think that's going to just make it a little more charged.
So if you are interested, if you are a female, and you want to come down Tuesday, you got to be live here in our studio.
Yes.
Meaning you got to live in D.C. or Baltimore, maybe Pennsylvania. You can make the drive down.
Mm-hmm. Welcome all the new Maryland listeners that now have a closer proximity to the show, and you might have always wanted to play this game.
Absolutely. You can either call us at 877-365-3636. You don't have to go on the air right away. Johnny will talk to you. Or even better, shoot us the electronic mail.
Right.
DynamiteWebsite.com.
It's that easy.
Biggest Strip Trivia ever. Only one person wins. Hold on. Yes. O.S. Yanni.
We've already got one lady who was interested. She emailed earlier in the show wanting to know why you hadn't talked about it. So there's one.
All right. Well, it's coming up on Halloween. It's easy to remember. It's this next Tuesday is when we're
going
to do it.
Sorry, I forgot about it. We had a lot of stuff going on today. The Strip Trivia is on for Tuesday. One person takes all.
Yeah, baby.
And $2,500 it's enough, really. At least in the short term, I mean, you can, Rob, but you can change at least, you know, who doesn't live month to month?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a month, imagine that.
Yeah.
No crap. I mean, I know that there are a lot of radio stations that give away, like, the high-low jackpot and stuff
right.
like that.
Right.
We don't give away a lot of money. But
no, we don't. We don't give away, especially not cash just like that.
But when we do give away money, we want to give enough that at least, you know, you can make a goddamn house payment. You could pay off your car for
pay
3 months if you need to. You know, wouldn't it be great to pay off your goddamn Visa before Christmas?
Yeah, and it's nice, really. I think it's always the best prize anyway. I mean, we've given away cars and lots of great stuff over the years, but, you know, cash is king. It's wonderful, and I know it's going to get people excited.
And only one person wins. I mean, everybody else will get a nice hearty handshake.
There will be tears at the end. One person will be naked. One person will be naked. Another person will be pseudo-naked.
I'm sure to fade a low-grade cotton free FM t-shirt or something, but one person gets $2,500, and that's not the way to say it, incidentally. The way to say it is $2,500.
And for the guys, scrub up, okay? Please just to, you know, practice good hygiene.
So if you're interested, this is Mike and I polling right now to see if anyone is out there interested. We're pimping it right now.
Ladies should know that they will be separated from the men.
We're polling, we're pushing, we're pimping.
Right. Safe.
So come on, right now, call. Think about it. Have you wanted to play strip trivia?
Come on, ladies, come on.
Yeah.
This is when we do our begging. Right now.
Just need those girls show up. At least five.
I want to make this the best one ever.
We'll go with more than five. If we get more than five.
We have to.
Hell, we'll go with Amazon Women from the Moon if we have to.
Bingo.
We will fill all three studios with women if we
cheaper
have to.
By the dozen. Absolutely.
Come on now, ladies. $2,500.
That is serious money.
All you got to do. And if you're not as dumb as a box of rocks, it's a very good chance you want to take off anything.
Right. And, you know, quite often, strip trivia results in a matrimony. No, well, no, it never has.
No,
I'm
never
terribly
has.
Sorry. It never has. For you, yes. For you, Rob, right. Of course it happened with you.
So if you are interested, please give us a call. Or, as Johnny said, just shoot us the email.
Mm-hmm.
Please shoot us the email.
Johnny, did the lady that sent us the email happen to mention by any chance the celebrity she most resembles?
No, she didn't.
Oh, that's a shame.
Get Deborah that. Winger.
Maud.
Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny.
I haven't done that to you in a while.
Oh, before we hear the great feedback, positive feedback from Miami.
Right.
One last thing that I forgot to mention. I am officially, I mean, I know I say all the time I'm retarded, but more and more my behavior is becoming, I'm becoming someone that I would have made fun of before. Do you know what I did today when I
what
was
did you
out?
Do?
I went past this dog place, this dog hospital vet place that I've taken my dogs to. And they had a sign outside that said dog costumes. Now, I can't tell you how many years when Frida was alive, she would buy, like at Christmas time, you know, the antlers to put on the dog and the hat. And I would complain about it. I wouldn't want to go to PetSmart with the dogs and have the picture of the dogs taken with Santa Claus.
Right.
She would always say it would make the dogs happy.
Right.
I'm driving by today by myself in the car. And I see the sign. I bought him a Batman outfit.
They're hot.
I bought my German Shepherd.
Does it make you feel any better to know that you're not alone?
No, I feel like a supreme idiot.
The puppy, the white dog, my Pyrenees, will be a pimp. Beluga, the little pug, is the devil.
Yeah.
And Bailey, the dog of Carla's business partner, is an angel. So a devil, an angel, and a pimp.
I could just tell you.
You're not alone in that.
For those of you who remember Batman from the 50s, Colonel Plank does look like Ace the Bat Hound. I put the mask on him already.
You know, it sounds like you got a real custom job, though, with Batman. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it was actually...
How's he handle the cowl?
How would you like it?
Yeah, well, no,
Adam West like it?
You know, they get these well-behaved dogs.
How did Wayne like it?
They have these well-behaved dogs they use on the picture of the costume. You know, I don't know how they stayed still with the hat on, but I have yet to try the pimp hat on Poppy.
The cowl, the Batman cowl from my German Shepherd, ties in the back, and it covers his ears up. And all he wants to do, he keeps going with his front paws.
Yeah, just the paw.
He wants to get at his natural ears, which are underneath his bat ears.
Right.
So they were out of the Goering outfit?
Hermann Goering?
Yes.
God.
Well, he's a German Shepherd.
Yeah. Do you have any dogs?
I don't.
No.
I have a Goering outfit.
I was in the place today.
Or a dog. Goering. I like the way you say Goering. Is that like the proper pronunciation of it? I always thought it was Goering.
But that is the way you would say it.
Goering.
But I like to say it Goering.
Goering.
And a salute, Papa.
bring me the dog. Why is he dressed like Ace the Bat Hound? Take the top off him and let's see his proper ear.
Oh, look at the poor thing. He's scratching out his ear. He's trying to get the bad ears off and scratch his real ear.
Please, what are the girls that do to Gary?
Oh, such a good thing to do to the hound.
I'm in there and I'm buying it today. And they know me in there. And they're very nice. Lady yeah. says, there you go. It's for Clink, right? I said, yes.
Yeah.
She said, and what about you? Are you going to put on your Batman suit at the same time? Mm-hmm. And
that's,
you know,
something we were promised years ago.
And that is the moment that I realized this is.
You're not going to wear your thing on Halloween with strip trivia in here. I was just, I know it's behind glass.
The Batman cowl, my TV Batman cowl.
Is it forever imprisoned in
under glass?
Glass case?
Yeah. Under glass.
Maybe
under
if
glass.
You had a few drinks, would it ever come out?
I'd have to have as many as Mike had the other night.
Is it no one will ever be able to do that again. Is it easy to access? Like, if you really wanted to get at it, you just lift up the plexiglass, right?
I could.
Lift up the plexiglass.
I may surprise you. I may surprise you. Anyway, chicks, guys, we got plenty of room for you. Don't even bother calling. You see, every line that's ringing has a guy's name on it.
Of course,
we don't want to talk to them now. Just ladies for Strip Trivia Tuesday. $2,500. All right.
That's what men have been saying for thousands of years. We want women.
Pep talk over. Now, we're proud to be on station WMEN in Miami.
Yes, we are. They're going to love Tuesday's show.
It has been a while since we've been on a radio station that actually, be it AM or FM, gives two craps about our show.
Mm-hmm.
And at least right now,
for now,
for the first week,
the honeymoon period,
this station seems to really be digging the show.
Yeah, they seem to be concerned with us.
And they're
in a good way.
They're getting a lot of feedback about the show. And I hate to keep doing this to you. Teasing us. We got a break. Let's just hear a little bit of the feedback.
Very good.
When we come back, we'll just hear all of it.
Interrupted.
Rather uninterrupted.
This is the new stuff?
Brand new complaints.
Okay.
Just in from yesterday.
Here they come.
Just in yesterday.
I think the new station is absolutely disgusting. There's hardly any music. The bantering that goes on between the gentlemen, so-called, is ridiculous. And I'm very sorry to have lost the station. You should have said you needed money. Maybe somebody would have brought in some.
Yeah, you know, we need music. Music makes people happy. Not all this talk and BS, and this new format, new station, WMEN, sounds really like a station for fruitcake.
Fruitcake.
Thank you. Take that as a compliment.
That's just some of it. We've got like three different discs full of people who hate the show.
Hello, fruitcake.
So when we come right back, we'll dive into those.
Good.
Okay, and quick shout out, Dynamite School Spirit Award. Mark Twain School. Dynamite School of the Week.
Yeah. Give us a year, we'll give you back a new kid.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
98% effective against tiggers and ticks. The Don and Mike Show.
Lots of response for our strip trivia now.
Yes, very, very good. Lots of calls during the break.
Lots of emails. Keep them coming. Reminder, if you live here in D.C., if the Detroit Tigers win tonight
and it goes to game six,
our homemade commercial made by loyal listener Floyd Barber, our YouTube contest, the commercial will run in the fourth inning on Fox 5 here in D.C. tomorrow night. That is a TiVo alert.
Look for it.
TiVo alert. All right, now on to the hate mail, the hate voicemail.
Yes.
From the station in Miami.
All right.
It's a unique station that serves much of South Florida. Station itself is licensed to the market of West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, reaches as far south as Miami,
Fort
Myers. Today, the ratings came out for West Palm Beach.
Ah.
And the station, when they were playing old people music, was in ninth place.
Okay.
So it's not like
This is a fixer-upper.
Jeepers.
The station, let me see, what do they got? They got...
Ninth place overall?
Ninth place overall, 3.3.
Wow. Whoa.
Down from a 4.4.
Pressure's on.
Wow. It's like half the audience died during the last book. WJNO. It's WJNO, right?
WJNO. Hey, isn't it?
No, WJNO. Oh, I see. Hold on.
Oh.
I'll take that back.
Be different.
Hold on.
Oh,
nine. Nine. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
right,
15, 15.
Is it in there?
16.
16, 16?
1.7.
Okay.
Yeah. 1.7 rating.
Very good. We can do that.
All right, so that's what we are.
Way to go, Buzz.
That's what we are.
Way to keep expectations low.
That's what we are replacing. The station is running that thing saying, tell us what you think, and it's unanimous. All of you old listeners, no pun intended, hate us. Here now again, more great feedback from the soon-to-be-dead in Miami.
Hi, I don't think you'd want to use my message. I am shocked at the content of your radio program, this Man Talk. I've caught it a couple of times while I've been in my car, and I found Don and Mike insulting, crude, disgusting.
Yeah.
And they insulted a call-in listener in a way that was just awful. I don't know how you're going to get men at that hour of the day, all your hours of the day, to listen to your kind of program. And I just can't believe that you would cater to such an audience and have such disgusting people on it.
What was it like when you still had your period, ma'am? What was it like back in the 30s during the Great Depression?
Bye.
Bye.
You can use my voice on the radio. I don't care. I'm a man the last time I looked, but I think that this is a little bit ridiculous. South Florida, for years and years, has always had excellent music for both young and the elderly, and they've kind of mixed them up, and I just don't understand what the heck. Nobody said anything about it.
We're sending the herd.
All of a sudden, you're changing it, and you have been changing and going the wrong way as far as I'm concerned. I like to listen to music, but I think that 640 has really made a change for the worse. I mean,
right.
Yeah, it's a man station, and yeah, I laugh a little bit at some of your jokes.
Ah,
there we go.
I don't think that you should have done this. This is really it. To the
Charles
extreme.
Broden calling you.
I just can't figure it out. So,
come on, man.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Not that hostile, actually. No.
Hold on a second. Oh, I see. Let's go to the next one, okay?
I'm calling because I'm not an older person.
What?
Okay. Hold on.
Bulletin.
Liar.
Bulletin.
Liar, liar. Depends on fire.
And I happen to like the music you had on 640. I cannot stand Lycus. He's a horror. And all this loud screaming and yelling and these guys. I mean, this is horrible. You had one decent station that was so relaxing to listen to.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Doesn't matter what age you are, even young people like it. So
Shut up.
Can you put down older people? I'm not an older person.
Yes, you are, you old bitch.
And I'm furious that you would come on the line and to say that you're going to have younger people.
Why don't you just eat one?
You have other stations for sports. You have other... We had a good music station. I don't understand why you did this.
Because you're almost dead. That's why the audience is dying.
Times change. Here's more music for you.
Thank you. I'm very upset about this change.
Whoa. Go to hell, you bitch. Have a dirt sandwich.
I am not a man. I do not appreciate men talk. I would like someone to tell me how I can find my old station.
Go to heaven. That's where it's at.
I liked it. I enjoyed it. And this sucks.
A lot of use of the word suck, yeah.
Okay, I'm telling you who I am, Diane Jennings. I live in Tamarack. I'm disappointed that you had changed the format to all speaking for men.
All speaking.
It's an all speaking format.
All speaking.
And especially. and you needed a younger audience. Well, maybe I'm 59 years old, but I do like the music from the 40s. I wasn't born until 47, but I still love that music, and I love...
You need the high, hard one. That's what you need, honey.
Yep. The people who were there. For economical reasons, it's a horrendous thing to do to people.
No, for economical reasons, it's the right thing to do so that the radio station can turn a profit. Unless all they want to sell is potting soil.
I feel that program director should not have taken this job. There is no young people here. Most of them are older. I just don't understand why you would do something like this. And then gossip about people. Foley and every...
You mean that faggot kid toucher?
...candidate that's being nominated. I don't understand why you would judge other people and make fun of other people.
Shut up, you stupid bitch. See, I just judged her and made fun of her.
You did.
You old bitch. I tell you what I'll do, though. I'll drive down to Florida this weekend. I'll screw your nail into the wall. You know what I'm saying? I'll take you to a motel, baby. I will use my Phillips head on you.
Are there more?
Oh, plenty more, Mike. Mm-hmm. Plenty more. We're just waiting for the music to catch up.
Don't you think it's time to stop this? Because all we're doing, we're American terrorists ourselves. That's all we're doing.
Oh, my God.
We're going further and further down.
We've been accused of being terrorists.
Oh, my God.
How am I going to come screw you this weekend if you think I'm a terrorist?
Into the hole. And that's hell.
That's where I want to go. Into the hole.
Hello, Man Talk. Be my guest. Use my voice and pay a little bit of attention to these comments. Younger and more affluent doesn't mean nauseating to listen to. I haven't heard humor, and I'm using the term lightly, like this, since I taught first grade.
Yeah.
If you think that you guys, Don and Mike, whoever in the hell you are, are Howard Stern, you're not. And I want you to...
No, I'll give him credit. It's the first time a senior citizen has pulled out the Howard
card. Yeah, good for her.
Know that you were absolutely repulsive. I can't even say it with sophomoric humor, because that would be a really low blow to sophomores everywhere.
Your grandchildren think you smell like mothballs.
You sounded like you had written part of the script for Porky's Place. I'm not that
Porky's
old.
Porky's Place?
I have growth.
Like the movie?
You have written part of the script from Porky's Place.
I can only take this call as complimentary. Yeah.
Porky's Place?
Porky's Place.
Great movie, Porky's Place.
That fabulous film, that classic American comedy, Porky's Place.
Welcome to Porky's Place.
Wow.
The kids, and I assure you that they're not going to listen either, because they think that you guys are really not only ready for the toilet, but that the ass that's on the toilet, that's all you talked about on the show yesterday, which was Tuesday, was not the only ass around. That ass belongs to the other ass that has that one at the bottom of him.
Now, hold on.
She's going somewhere where I don't even get it yet.
We are going to have to back that up a little bit.
We're going to have to dissect this.
Yeah, I listened to
she
it
said,
you listened to it four said, times, you didn't understand
she
it?
She said ass a few times, right?
She's saying, I believe, is that you were talking about your ass sitting on the toilet yesterday.
Oh, yeah, okay, all
and
right.
And that's not the only ass, because the other ass is the ass that ass belongs to.
I still don't get it.
Wow, these are great.
They're fantastic.
God, these are great. I mean, really, these are great. Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm just seeing if anybody's calling from area code 305. Hello? 410, where's that, Baltimore?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike, what's going on?
302, Delaware, I think.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I would be anxious to know how many residents from the southern Florida area called into their radio station prior to the change.
Well, that's a good point.
Well,
that's a good point because, I mean, obviously, what do you say? They were 16th in the ratings?
The answer would be none. Since they did not.
Thank you, boys. You're doing a wonderful job.
You.
Goodbye.
Thank
you very much.
They didn't have many.
I appreciate your call.
Hey, can I talk to those two terrorists, Big Red, Bobblehead, and Red Heine?
Big Red, the Bobblehead.
And I'm Red Heine.
And I'm Red Bobblehead.
All right, dude, listen. Hold on. We got to do this so we can talk to JB in a couple of seconds.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. We'll come back and, Mike, there are more of these.
There are more.
They go
much
on.
More.
They go on and they go on and they go on. So much. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Are they talking about the in general or the station in general or the Don and Mike Show?
I think it's a little bit of both.
But they were all calls that were received between 3 and 7 when our show is on the air.
So we're taking it personally. Get it?
Get it.
Ass, there's an ass in the chair and an ass in the toilet and an ass behind it. Hello, this is Doris soon-to-die flypaper of Tampa, Florida. Go ahead. Say my name on the radio.
I don't even know you anymore.
Oh, poor you.
Poor you. I hate that kind of talk.
Ass.
He's a very dumb guy on the phone. Is he still there?
No, he's gone.
He hung up. That's what he did. He went and hung up.
I'm a man.
I'm a man.
Oh, that's right. I think that's right. You get a lot of those voices down there.
I'm not a man.
Women are definitely beating the guys on this. Absolutely.
I'm not a man.
I could chuckle, but not at that. Trish!
Okay, more of this when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt. What? You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Oh, hi there.
How you doing, Pump?
They want to sing. La, 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 la. The Don and Mike Show.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Well, that'd be so. Two big announcements. Let's see the YouTube commercial. Supposed to be running during the World Series.
Go Tigers.
Here is the Game 6. That means the Toys got to win tonight. Here in D.C. tomorrow during the fourth inning. Watch for that from our YouTube contest. Strip Trivia 2006. It's our biggest one ever on Tuesday.
Cool.
Halloween. One winner. $2,500.
Lots of interest. Ladies, you can call us at any time to sign up for Strip Trivia.
Or email us. All the stuff's on our website. We are still being heard in Miami.
Yes, we are.
Where we are a big, big success on radio station WMEN. Let's hear some more of the feedback received, I guess, yesterday, the day before.
Mm-hmm. Not really sure.
Here's 2 days ago.
Was not the only ass around. That ass belongs to the other ass that has that one at the bottom of him.
Oh, we're picking up where we left off with the lady commenting on me talking about my ass in the toilet.
Right.
My ass. Why don't I lift the seat up?
Well, your tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys get something a little more interesting to talk about. It's bad enough that we're missing the old golden songs that you refer to as Perry Coma. Rather to be in a coma than listen to you guys. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, we got to get back to the music on 6:40 because this talk show is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
The music was beautiful 40s and 50s. I don't know why they changed it for. I don't know who stays up all night and thinks these things up. You know?
Like
we have to, you know, get with the program, you know?
Old people.
I don't understand it. I guess you're never going to go back.
Yeah.
And now what the heck am I going to listen to now?
Exactly.
Nah, you people don't care. So, what the heck?
No.
Bye.
What are you going to listen to now?
You listen to the sounds of crickets eating your brain.
Crickets. Now it's crickets.
Good morning. I'm calling from Boca Raton.
Of course you are.
Just to tell you that I am extremely disappointed when I put on the radio now and I don't hear any of the beautiful music that we used to hear. I'm living in an adult community where over 1,500 people and loads of us used to listen to the music in the morning, doing our housework.
I know when you had your group wiping sessions.
On the radio going to and from a doctor or a dentist, and we were actually
funeral
parlor
addicted to it, and now it's suddenly disappeared. and we're so anxious to know if it will appear anywhere again.
In heaven.
I just put on your station, and I heard something about a spitting contest, and it just turned my stomach, and I turned the radio off. That's my report. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm calling because I'm absolutely appalled at your change in the format. I don't like it at all, and nobody in our condominium likes it. And I'm calling to complain big time.
Big time.
I'm so sorry about this change. We've listened to it for years. So I'd sure like it if you got it back. Bye.
All right,
she got polite at the end.
We got one more set of calls to go through here. Okay.
These are priceless.
Here we go.
That's the music.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
One more set of calls.
Well, you just lost four more listeners. The station before was sending out beautiful music, nice advertisements. Everybody was happy. And once in a while, we got the sports and all. It was beautiful. Now you changed everything. And personally, in my estimation and the rest of my family listeners, it stinks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. You've lost me and at least 50 other people that were loyal listeners. So
that's too bad.
You can have your man talk, but you won't have these listeners. Goodbye.
This is
Oops, I'm sorry. The
worst thing that happened to radio in 50 years.
Whoa.
It was a wonderful station. The minute I'd get up in the morning, I'd turn it on. They had wonderful music all day long. It stinks. These guys are vulgar.
Stinks like your underpants.
Oh, my.
And you got a terrible, terrible show, and I'd love to see you go broke.
You know, you are a real idiot to say that you have changed this station for affluent people and younger. You know who has all your money? All the people that are older than you. Younger people are on drugs, stealing money.
Right.
They're not listening to your station.
No, they are.
This is an all-time showstopper. You can't make this crap up.
They're on drugs.
Younger people are on drugs.
What are you doing?
You are an idiot for doing what you did. And listen to your program right now.
When?
You got an idiot on.
No, we have an idiot on right now.
Disgusting.
There you go.
I'd like to know why I can't have the same music back that I had before with Skipper Chuck and everybody else that's on there.
Buy a CD, you old hag.
Point of order, the PD told me Skipper Chuck died in January.
Oh, my.
He was a disc jockey. He was a disc jockey.
There you go.
Skipper Chuck.
I'd like to know if there's another channel I can listen to.
No.
Thank you very much.
What a stupid move. You took the beautiful music away to talk show?
Yeah.
What? There's more talk shows around than ever. What a piece of garbage thinking that is. You guys must be mentally unbalanced. Goodbye.
Thank you. All right, well, listen, we got more, but that's all the time we have now because...
Wow.
Rather than... And really, we could spend the next hour and a half of the show listening to you. We do have someone from Boca Raton who does want to speak now. Welcome in.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just decided to come by. I am a Floridian. And I reside in the state of Florida, and I just want to say, I don't appreciate what you're doing.
You are faking the fact that you are constipated.
I am constantly, really constipated, and I have problems with other people. For political gain, ladies and gentlemen, this is Rush Limbaugh. I'm here, and I would like to tell each and every one of you that, first of all, I am appalled, disgusted, stomach turned, bowels in an uproar, eyes baggy, beads of sweat appearing on the forehead at these comments made directed towards the elderly of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, I would never do it on my show. I don't believe you should listen to this anyway, but I'm here to make some comments about defending myself, about some comments that I made about Michael J. Fox, the formerly successful actor, who's now a shill, a pawn, if you will, for the Democratic Party. I just want to say, a lot of people are attacking me for making the very astute judgment, ladies and gentlemen, that he may have indeed been faking that entire Parkinson's thing. It might have been a stage play.
You
he
heard...
I should point out
he's a trained actor.
You heard the story that he took too much medication.
I don't pay attention to that. That was reported in the drive-by media that makes up these things. I just think if Americans could open their eyes, it's very easy to actually see the truth. And that's why I have urged everyone to listen to EIB, the Excellent Broadcasting Network, listen to my show, and realize that I am a seer. I know the truth. If you want to cut through, filter out, if you will, all the mumbo-jumbo that you're going to hear on other things, like, for example, the CBS Evening News, ABC Evening News, NBC Evening News, Nightly News, I suppose is what it's called. It is all poppycock. It is all Bull Durham. It really doesn't see clearly what the real issues are, unlike my show, EIB, where I clear everything up, and I tell you that there is a huge conspiracy, and could you speak up? I'm still just a little bit deaf. I'm dead.
You don't really believe that Michael J. Fox was faking it in that ad, do you?
Michael J. Fox, on your show, I will make a statement, ladies and gentlemen, and listen to, and turn up your radios if you're having hearing difficulties, I do. I have to tell you this right now. The fact is, Michael J. Fox is part of a large left-wing Hollywood, California music industry, movie industry, television industry conspiracy to actually dupe the American people into believing that people have maladies. This has gone on for years and years and years. Michael J. Fox, the left-wing spokesperson now being used in senatorial and congressional campaigns all over the nation, is simply one of many, many Hollywood celebrities. Stevie Wonder. Never blind a day in his life. What? Never. Never blind. Never. And I can prove it. If you look closely at him, I know you can see through those sunglasses, realize that he does occasionally on some of his music videos glance at the camera. I think you can prove that. And he's not even black. I know these things. Now, you can look at me incredulously, and I know many people have. And that's what happens. Usually when you're like I am, Rush Limbaugh, pioneer on EIB, when you really see cut through all of this, I hate to use the evil language, shall I? BS. Oh, there it is. It's out there. I will tell you that this has gone back as far as many celebrities. Wheelchair basketball, for example, is a complete fabrication. All of those men are capable of getting jobs, not being on the dole, not going out there and taking a welfare check. It's all a conspiracy. All of them are skilled, real basketball players, but of course, because they could not succeed in their chosen field, they decided to fake it and wheel around and play the games, and I think it's terrible. And also the Marley Matlin hoax, which is, everyone knows she can hear as clear as a bell. She can speak clearly, and this is just a simple actor's trick, what she's done. It's just like when Helen Keller pretended to be deaf and dumb. All of these things are totally, and don't get me started on the whole Teddy Pendergrass fiasco.
Okay, Rush.
That was just a lie.
We have to break to do a football segment. Maybe you could come back a little
great,
later in the
great
show.
Great pastime. Big please. Fan. Football. Love football.
Would you come back later in the
I'd
show?
Love to drop by. I would love to drop by, and I'd love to offer any insights I can. I was on ESPN one time, I gave a good shot.
You said that thing about Donovan McNabb.
Everything true. Everything I've ever said is true. I do, ladies and gentlemen, apologize, but I never, ever really believe when I'm apologizing. And you've heard that now.
And you are from Boca Raton, right?
From Boca Raton, yes. And, I'd love to drop by in a few more minutes. We could talk about politics or the fact that Stephen Hawking is a complete fraud.
We've got
a total
break.
Fraud, yes. Oh, yes, you have to use a computer to talk with. Bananas!
Let's go to break now.
It's nuts, I tell you. Absolute nuts. Yes, we're time there? To take a break.
We're out.
All right, we off?
Hey, Rush.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, seriously.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all those old people down in Florida complaining?
A good show. Screw them. Ardinger here.
Is Joe here?
Yeah. You know, I like to have my private time with him if I can possibly.
You want your pills?
Yeah, I need a brief little visit. He said he could score me some baby blues.
Joe?
I am a flipping charlatan.
Hey, Joe.
Good God almighty, I am. I truly am.
Sorry, Rush. Sorry, Rush. I'm all out.
You're what?
I'm out.
You don't have the pills? You don't have the OxyContin?
Not holding
hydrocodone? You don't have the Vicodin?
Sorry.
You don't have anything that I could use?
No.
Tylenol, PM, anything. I'm in terrible trouble. I am in trouble. You don't have, there's nothing I could use?
I don't think so.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
I need to get in touch with, do you have any Hispanic house cleaners around here that I could speak with? Someone that could please help me.
Name?
I'm getting in
what
terrible
was her
trouble.
Name? Wilma.
Martha. Wilma. That's right. Wilma.
Wilma.
Yes.
Baby blues.
Oh, dear God. Why? Here, the pain, the constant need for medication that I still have, I just released. I'm soaking. Oh,
will you come back in the show?
I will come back if I can find someone to get me through this very terrible time. Be glad to come back. Absolutely. Need pills, sweating bowels.
Wow. She's in shape, I think.
He lives down there in Florida.
Seems to be very indignant, and then, you got the real response.
And everybody saw Michael J. Fox on with Catherine Couric last night.
All
right?
He wanted was his pills.
That's all he wanted.
He wants his pills. He needs his pills.
Pills bad. JB's coming up next, right? We got a break. We'll be right back with our buddy JB. Indeed.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, Friday. I love Friday because it means it's only one day until football day.
Football!
Love me that football. And we got JB on the phone now.
Right.
And before we get to the great James Brown, here's what we have for him today.
Okay.
We have the Indeed count of the NFL today on CBS last week.
Not that bad.
Going to ask him about Norman Esiason's comments.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the tape of that. And there was a big article on JB of USA Today this week.
Huge piece on him.
That is just
live from our CBS Sports Studio.
Oh, hold on a second. Where'd you put the music?
Number 3.
You big dummy? Number 3. And the article about JB in the newspaper, just please remind us to ask him about Black Cherry.
Yes, absolutely. We must.
Black Cherry. Here he is now from South Florida. Here he is, the host of the NFL Today on CBS, and our good friend.
A good guy.
The great J.B., James Brown. Hey, J.B.
Fellas, first of all, running from pillar to post, what better way to relax than to spend the evening with Don and Mike?
J.B., it's great to have you with us.
Always a pleasure.
Let me see. Well, hold on. Let me just read from USA Today. NFL's number one point guard sits behind desk at CBS. James Brown, the sportscaster, has made a living allowing others to shine. First at Fox, now at CBS. On this day, he's the center of attention. Hard not to be behind the wheel of a pristine 1969 Camaro. He is named Black Cherry.
There you go.
Now, JB,
tell us all about Black Cherry.
Hey,
yeah.
Mike, I know I've given Don a whole lot to play with there.
And JB, it even says that you have personalized license plates that say Black Cherry.
Hey, you know, I know I've given Don way too much to play with there. And I am so thankful that you guys treat me with kid gloves until I get off the air with them. Honestly, you know what? My niece, who is a junior in college, she has nicknamed the classic cars that I have, and everyone teases me about having a funeral lot of cars because the majority of them are black. So she named one Camaro Black Silk. She named the other one Black Pearl. I called her and told her that I picked up this nice Camaro that's black with red interior. She said, Uncle James, I'm trying to write a paper. Please, it doesn't take a mental giant to figure out that's Black Cherry. I'll see you later.
All right, so that is your number one thing, isn't it? You're a car guy.
You know what, fellas? I really am. I so enjoy that form of relaxation. I remember back in the day in high school, I couldn't afford the cars back during the muscle car era. And, you know, all the guys were having fun riding those cars while I was trying to play a little basketball. So I'm very thankful that I've got an opportunity to kind of live a bit of a childhood with that. And it's interesting how many people, male and female, are into this across the spectrum. Prince and pauper alike, black and white, young and old. Cars really is a common thread.
Well, didn't know you had the love of cars. I wish we had time to discuss that with you. Even more important than cars, we must talk about your crutch word, Indeed.
Indeed, we do have a count for you, James.
Now, here we go. Last Sunday, 12 noon. 12 noon on the East, 9 a.m. on the West. The NFL Today on CBS.
How many times did JB say indeed? I believe we came up with three.
Only three.
Only three.
Did you guys hear me call your names out when I did it the one time?
Yes.
Yeah,
we're aware. We're always watching you, James.
We are, but let's
I looked down at one Norman Boomer Esiason, and I said, you know Don and Mike are going to get on my case for that indeed. You know that. If I'm blessed to get another classic car, the personalized tag will read indeed.
All right, good.
Here we go. Before we talk about Norman Esiason from last week's NFL Today on CBS, here's our friend JB in his favorite word.
Live from our CBS Sports Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Brown. By the way, Tiki Barber. Considerable talents indeed. All right, folks.
While Michael Vick was indeed held in check by the Giants.
Michael Vick, he indeed did say that, didn't he, Dan?
Yes.
All right.
There they all are. That's it. Only three. Not a lot of fun there.
Only three. Remarkable progress.
Remarkable.
And as a matter of fact, how many, I-N-D-E-E-D, so that's six. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask the MVA there in Gaithersburg if they would allow an exception so I can put in parentheses D&M behind it.
Wouldn't that be nice? Now, JB, you mentioned Boomer Norman Esiason. And you mentioned that I kid you sometimes, like when you said like Black Cherry, that's a wide open space for me to get into. I have a serious comment to ask you about. Last week when you guys were talking about Tiki Barber, Boomer Esiason said something that I found to be from the 1950s.
Right.
I know you don't want to throw your guy under the bus. But listen to this tape of your boy, your man, Boomer Esiason. Here he is.
Rush defense number one against number one rusher, Tiki. Your thoughts?
You know, when I hear Tiki Barber talking about retirement, and wow, I'll tell you what, how well spoken is he? He's got a future in television.
Okay, JB.
Yeah, we got to ask you, but this is well spoken. Something like, you know, you hear a 90-year-old woman say.
Well spoken. He's so well spoken. JB, you must. On behalf of all blacks, and I consider myself to be a black brother with you. You've got to stand up and say to that guy, you wouldn't say that about Jake DeLome, although Jake DeLome is not well-spoken. He's a hillbilly. But let's say Tom Brady. You wouldn't say, Tom Brady's retiring and he's got so many things going, and he's so well-spoken. I mean, it's a backhanded... Oh boy, you're only dealing with this, JB. But...
He doesn't. Well, he works with the guy every day. It's tough.
Anyway, JB, you're very well spoken. That's all I wanted to say to you. That would be.
Hey, Don and Mike, you know, I guess it's almost like picking and choosing your fights.
Understood.
No. Yeah, you pick and choose your fights. But in the case of Boomer, I know what he meant, and I can read and feel the heart of those who say that.
Yep.
You are absolutely correct in terms of the literal reaction to it, because typically you only hear that adjective used when describing a well-spoken African-American as opposed to
if it
were a Caucasian or Asian-American or Jewish. You know, so your point is well taken for sure.
JB, I take it all the way back to, I remember when James Harris, number 12 for the Los Angeles Rams, was a starting quarterback when I was a kid. And I remember when I was a kid.
You used to have broadcasters that would say it on a regular basis.
You know, there's James Harris. You know, he's very well-spoken.
I mean, I think really without going crazy over it, the fact is it is kind of an expression of a time that has passed, I think.
It is a reference back to those roots where it's mind-boggling that there would even be that kind of attitude by the majority population that it's an anomaly or atypical for that to be an adjective used in describing folks when, quite frankly, as I mentioned before, in the neighborhood where I grew up, it was commonly accepted practice.
Right.
But to the degree that in the media, those who we give most of the attention to who don't do that, it's so unfortunate that folks would think that's the stereotype or that's the norm when clearly it is not the case.
I know the Boomer doesn't feel that way. I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
Absolutely. And you know what? And in defense of your guy, because what I do know about Boomer, he is as you know, he has the foundation that, you know, he has a couple of businesses.
Sure.
His hiring practices are indicative of where he is attitudinally. One of the most diverse employment staff I have ever seen in any at any level, be it a corporate America or a small business. Boomer is on target as far as I'm concerned, so I'm perfectly fine with him.
Don't doubt it. I was just kind of hoping you would jump through the TV and say, you know, really turn the black and go, hey, listen, MF-er, I got a car that's called Black Cherry. You want to talk about well-spoken? Who's the anchor here?
You know what? When I was working with Howie, Jimmy, and Terry, what those guys would do, Howie would say, uh-oh, Jimmy's got the black glove on now. Why did
you?
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, well, JB, now we're past that stuff. Can you tell us what you're doing down? You're doing a promotion for someone. You're in Florida, right?
You know what? I squeezed in this story with HBO's Real Sports with Brian Gumbel.
I love that show.
It is the best, in my estimation, magazine show on television.
Agreed.
And it is superb. And the story that I'm doing really is one of those heart-touching stories. It's about therapeutic riding, therapeutic horseback riding, if you will, for disabled kids. It is remarkable how kids with autism, cerebral palsy, visual impairment, spina bifida, et cetera, how much remarkable progress they make psychologically, cognitively, mobility-wise, you name it, sensory perception, riding horses. I was Wednesday in Indianapolis doing a story with a young lady who had a brain tumor at age 5, lost her hearing, lost her sight. They thought she was going to die. Thank God she is alive and doing well now at age 13 and has made remarkable progress. I was down here with a young lady who's got cerebral palsy, and she's mainstreamed in terms of school in a wheelchair, but now she's starting to use a walker. It's amazing what these horses can do in helping kids to walk and to recognize what they have in the way of ability. It's phenomenal.
I want to say about Real Sports, the thing I love about that show, and the thing that I think makes it separates from the rest, the follow-up interviews. I think it's great to watch a piece that you know, a magazine piece, and then you guys are on the set and you get the follow-up questions, because quite often they're questions that arise in the piece, and then, you know, you get updates on how people are doing, and I love that part of it. It's fantastic.
And Brian Gumbel is one of the best talents in all of television. The guy is as sharp as they come. We don't know the questions he's going to ask, because he asked some very pointed, insightful questions. And in terms of the follow-up, one of the things I'm going to be most excited about following up on is a story I did the last month on the obese high school football players, those kids who feel they have to be 300 pounds plus as linemen in order to capture the attention of major colleges. There was a black kid from Pittsburgh, actually Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, only 20 years of age, weighing 415 pounds. He started high school at 275. It got way out of control. The kid, it was a walking heart attack waiting to happen. I turned him on to Deion Sanders, his marketing agent, who now has a deal with Nutrisystem. The kid is working out and heading back down on the scale and is actually going to go back to college and finish. That's a great story, so I'm giving you guys the update.
Mm-hmm. In the event that it doesn't work out with the Nutrisystem farm, I'm sure we could find him a place in the WJFK engineering department.
JB, who is the managing editor of that, the HBO show? Is Bryant Gumbel, like, is that where the buck stops on that show?
The triumvirate would be Bryant Gumbel, Rick Bernstein, and the top dog is Ross Greenberg. Those guys really have a superb working relationship. Given Brian's chops in the business, rest assured, editorially and journalistically, the guy knows what sells and what doesn't, and he carries an awful lot of weight.
I agree with Mike. We're not just blowing smoke. It's a great show, and Brian Gumbel's very well-spoken as well.
He's
even more well-spoken than his brother Greg.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
And you know what? There's a line there for me, too, but I'll reserve
it. I don't know. Yeah, you got to do it. We understand that. We understand.
JB, let me see. Oh, you know, before we let you go, we got three games that we'll pick with you. The biggest games of the week, in our humble opinion. It'll be Don, Mike, and JB. JB's the only one allowed to tell you why he's picking who he's picking. Ravens at the Saints. Watch out. Saints will win this. It goes 6-1. Mike.
I agree. Yes, Saints all the way.
JB.
I'm going to go with the Saints because I think Baltimore is still struggling offensively. Steve McNair is still learning the offense as well, even though it's going to be awfully tough to run against Baltimore. I think New Orleans brings some offensive weapons to the table and get it done.
All right, next game, the Sunday night game, a big one. Dallas against Carolina. It's the Panthers all the way. Mike.
Boy, the new quarterback, I think it's going to be Carolina. I'm agreeing with you twice here.
Wow, you know what? I hate to be in agreement with you guys. I think Tony Romo is going to bring a new dimension to the Dallas offense, being mobile. However, Steve Smith will bounce back, as will Carolina. Steve Smith is an MVP candidate. I like Carolina.
Hey, JB, I know it's not your bag, but if you want to be controversial on Sunday, call him Tony Homo. And finally...
And I will be submitting an application to you guys.
Yes, there you go. Here's the game of the week, right here.
A well-spoken sidekick, I hope so.
Here's the game of the week on CBS. Indianapolis at Denver. You gotta go with the Indy offense against the Denver defense. I'll take the Colts. Mike.
At Denver, I like the Broncos in this game.
JB.
At Denver, I like the Broncos as well. You know, the Denver Broncos will be hard-pressed to put up some points. They've only been averaging 12 to 14 points a game. Indy can certainly score, but Indy is hurt and nicked up on the defense. Denver brings a strong running game to the table. I think they'll get it done. Even though I'm not necessarily a big Jake Plummer fan, I think Denver will get it done.
And, okay, thank you very much for the picks. We appreciate it. One last football note. As someone who is a fan of Byron Leftwich, although I just traded him this week to get the Sexy Rexy, I know you follow his career. He's from Dematha, the D.C. area. What's going on with Byron Leftwich? I keep hearing that he might lose his job to David Girard again. How come Brian Leftwich cannot hold on to the job in Jacksonville?
As much as number two quarterbacks everywhere are always the hero until they get in to show what they can do, this kid, David Girard, certainly brings a lot of skills to the table. Very mobile, strong, the whole nine yards. Leftwich following in the heels, believe it or not, of Mark Brunell, it's been awfully tough for him to win the populace over when he's a linebacker at a quarterback's position, as far as I'm concerned. Tough and tenacious. And I'd play for this guy any day of the week. And just so Coach Bob Hedden at H.B. Woodson would get on my case, he did play for Bob Hedden at H.D. Woodson, and is just a sensational young man. I hope he can get untracked and develop some consistency down there, because I think he's got all the leadership skills necessary to get the job done. He just happens to have a very talented backup waiting in the wings.
Amen. All right, JB, listen, we'll let you go. God bless you. You know we love you, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, JB.
Oh, I believe he's gone.
We lost him.
That's it.
That was good timing. The phone sounded a little shaky during the whole interview.
Yeah, the well-spoken JB.
Oh,
he is the host of the CBS NFL today.
Yeah, very, very interesting always. And I, you know, look to him maybe driving around our neighborhood someday in Black Cherry. That could be fun. Could be a lot of fun.
He's the coolest, isn't he, really?
He is. He is. He handles it all. He handles it with class.
And unlike that pussy Nance, at least he'll pick the games.
Well, Nance picked some of the games. Yeah, not the ones he's doing.
Not the one. Game I'm doing.
Come on, guys.
Not the one I'm doing. Hey, guys.
Say what you will about me, guys. I am very well spoken.
Over the line, guys.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance here.
Hey, guys, couldn't do that. Bill, Don and Mike asked me to pick the game. Can't do it. Over
Can't
the line,
Can't do it, guys. Way there. Retiring 2035, guys.
Second Sunday.
Second Sunday of the Masters. I mean, the first Sunday of the Masters.
That's right.
Yes.
Hold on. That's still the money.
Yeah, 2035. It'll be April 11th. Leaving the last day of the Masters.
Oh, boy.
Couldn't think of a more fitting time to say sayonara.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, boys.
All right, thank you, JB. Our picks will be up on our website, dynamikewebsite.com. We also have our fantasy football stuff up on there. I think we mentioned the Big Money Strip Trivia coming up Tuesday, Halloween.
Right. Yes.
More information on that on our website if you want to play for $2,500. Excuse me. $2,500.
Yeah. Extraordinarily serious money.
And the great Michael Hughes. What was his quote today about our homemade commercial?
Three big words. So I'm told.
Tomorrow night, if Detroit wins.
Yeah.
Isn't it always like this with us?
A lot of ifs, a lot of asterisks.
Isn't it always like this with us?
I mean, it's like really, it's like playing poker. It's not like, hey, here it is, take a look at it, it'll be great. No, a lot of things have to align for this to happen.
Maybe. And also, it wouldn't. Here's another question. If it rains tonight in St. Louis,
and right, it might.
Does our spot then play tomorrow night, or
always,
would it move to.
Always in game six.
So there has to be a game six for our TV commercial to run.
Man. That's it. So now, if they get rained out tonight, you'd have to wait for
then it would be on Sunday night. But then you'd still
Sunday
have
in
to
the
root,
fourth inning.
Still have to root for Detroit to win.
To win. So a lot has to go on. And if a general manager falls in the forest, can anyone hear him?
Mike, very simply, I can summarize this for everybody.
Oh, good.
If you've heard our contest on YouTube, our TV commercial contest, mm-hmm. here's all you have to do to see the commercial on TV. First, watch tonight and hope that it's not rained out. Then second, root for the Detroit Tigers. Then if the Detroit Tigers, in fact, do win tonight, although it could be tomorrow night and they could be moved to Sunday, if there is a Game 6, whether it be on Saturday evening or Sunday evening, make sure you are watching Fox 5 in the fourth inning of the sixth game. If Detroit wins tonight, if it's not rained out, and if they win and in their sixth game, our spot will be on in the fourth inning.
But just in this area.
And only if Detroit wins tonight.
Right.
If St. Louis wins the series, the spot will not run during the World
right.
Series.
And if there's a Game 7, there may be a surprise, so I'm told.
Okay. Yeah, that's what else
that's
is
too much. So I'm told.
We must break.
We will. And Bob, you've got news, don't you?
I do.
I'll be back with it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The show with more comedy and less moonbeds. Yeah. Don and Mike.
All right, here we go. This worked out pretty good today. We got plenty of time for one nice long segment of news with Guy Birdley.
All right.
And again, the very confusing reminder, if there is a Game 6, and if Detroit wins tonight, our commercial that was made by Floyd Barber, loyal listener, in our YouTube contest, will air in the fourth inning on Fox 5 here in D.C.
SIT.
Mike, that means...
So I'm told.
And Strip Trivia is coming back next week.
Yay.
And we have all that on our website, Don and Mike, website.com. Thanks again to the great JB from CBS NFL Today, which is on Sunday, 12 noon, 9 a.m. out on the West.
And Real Sports on HBO.
Yeah. And now here is Guy J. Burnley, and Rob thinks he's a jerk. Rob thinks JB is just a jerkle.
I don't know what's wrong with you, Rob.
Rob just held up a sign that said, he's a jerk.
You?
Yeah, he is. What an ass he is,
he's
huh?
He's mean to me.
You are filled with hate, Rob.
Hi there, hey, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A bad decision 06. One of the key Senate races in the fast-approaching election is the Virginia race between Democrat James Webb and Republican George Allen.
Fancy digs you got here.
Allen, once the front runner, is now trailing in the polls. This morning, Allen's people put out a news release, quoting passages from Webb's novel about the Vietnam War. Or as the Allen campaign puts it, Webb's disturbing writings. It's true, there are disturbing passages in Webb's book about the disturbing war.
This is all they got.
There are, as with most novels, erotic moments. John McCain, a prisoner of the enemy during that war, writes, Webb's novel paints a portrait of a Vietnam charged with hopes for the future, but haunted by ghosts of its war-torn past.
It's going to be a hell of a race.
There they are now, Allen and Webb, wearing those white outfits. And I'm not talking about the kind of white outfits you might think about.
I'm just so sick of all of it.
Yeah. Be over soon, Don.
Everybody runs and thinks, this guy's an ass. No, this guy's an ass. I support this. I support this ad. This guy's an ass. No, this guy's an ass. This guy's an ass.
And get used to it the next couple of weeks because it's going to be so intense.
Here it comes.
Sucks.
Will you vote this year?
No.
You vote last time.
No, I'm not voting. I don't care.
What?
I will. And I'll get a sticker.
Good for you.
You didn't read my blog.
I read your blog.
Obviously, it didn't influence you.
You magnificent bastard.
No, it didn't. As a matter of fact, I won't waste your time with it. I feel I'm so burned out on it.
Well, sure.
I feel like you guys are both like just spinning your wheels on this. It's like, no matter if Superman came down and ran for office, somehow he'd have his hand in the till. He'd be looking out.
Not Superman.
He'd be looking out for his own best interest, not America's best interest.
But if Superman came down, you'd vote for him. You'd run to the polls.
Then you'd vote.
If Superman was on the ballot, you'd be there.
Cal-El in 08.
You'd be first in line.
Be a great ticket, Cal-El and crypto.
McCain.
His dog?
Yes.
John McCain liked at least one of James Webb's novels. He called it a tale of revenge and redemption. A candidate Allen's office says Webb's books are demeaning to women and children, and that he probably is, too. It reminds us of a novel penned by Lewis Scooter Libby, Dick Cheney's former chief of staff.
Yes? You know, gosh. Sorry, I shouldn't lose it on a Friday. This is just like watching the talking heads on TV. I know you want to get your points across, Buzz. I don't know, Mike, you agree with his point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't disagree with your points.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like what I would say to each of you guys is, really, I mean, without naming one particular guy.
Right.
Who's the one guy that's going to make all this okay? I mean, you're supporting the guy based on the party and the fact that you don't like Bush, but this is why I'm burned out on politics. I don't see anybody out there that cares about America. It's a corporate climb to the top.
Yeah.
They all want to be the rock star. They all want to be the CEO of America. Nobody really gives a rat's ass about the real people out there.
In American tradition,
I do, Don.
For the lesser of evils.
My humble opinion, and you wrote in your blog, Mike, and it was well written, and I can't argue. I mean, who can argue with what you wrote except to say this? One of the things you wrote is, eventually we'll be speaking Chinese in this country.
If we don't care. All we got.
I got news for you.
It's what we have.
We're already speaking Spanish in this country. That's all.
You're giving up?
I gave up a long time ago.
Oh, that's sad.
I've never believed
that's
in politics.
Sad. It's very sad.
Quitter.
I've always thought it's crap.
Quitter.
Rigged crap.
Politics is different than democracy. Don't give up on democracy.
Yeah.
Rob Spiewak.
Democracy. That's what we're giving to Iraq.
Well, my point here simply is that a lot of people have written books, including the vice president's former chief of staff, Scooter Libby, and his book, The Apprentice. I thought you'd enjoy this passage. At age 10, the madam put the child in a cage with a bear, trained a couple with young girls, so the girls would be frigid and not fall in love with their patrons. They aroused the bear with a stick when it seemed to lose interest, end quote. Campaigns around the country have been particularly ugly this time, and there's a surprising cast of players. You have a shaky Michael J. Fox doing ads for candidates who support stem cell research.
Yeah.
Those ads, by the way, have boosted the number of Americans who also support that research to 83%. And then you have Rush Limbaugh accusing Michael J. Fox of faking his Parkinson's symptoms in an ad supporting candidates who support stem cell research.
I mean, like, stop right there for a second.
Okay.
Seriously, talking about Joe Sixpack,
right?
Mm-hmm. Do you think Joe Sixpack even understands stem cell research?
He does if he has a cousin or somebody who has Parkinson's or some other disease that could be treated by...
How many Joe Sixpacks out there really understand it, though? Give me a number. It's a very small percentage.
I'd say 83% of Americans are in favor of it. That's the best. These are the only number I have in front of me.
You know, Buzz, here's my point. I'm afraid I'm not being very coherent. I don't understand.
I agree with you.
I mean, most Americans don't understand. This is like the problem. It's the hot button thing right now.
You missed my smile. I agree with you.
83% of Americans think this is important.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, 80% of that 83% doesn't have a friggin' idea what it is.
Well, you don't have to understand the science to support the science.
I guarantee they don't understand what the science is that they're supporting. I mean, Jesus Christ, it's not that that's not important, but everything gets so Hollywooded up.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like, you got this star again. Well, I'm going to vote for that because I like Michael J. Fox. Because I think that's a good, that's something we should worry about. Well, exactly what is it? Well, I really don't know, but I saw the ad.
Well, that's what it's always been. It's always been that. I mean, it's always been general concepts, and it's always been. And what I said when I wrote in the blog, it's all we got. It's all we got. You know, you got to care about it because, I mean, really, if everybody threw their hands up and said, F it, and nobody, I mean, seriously, then anybody, you know, and perhaps the most evil of evil could, you know, get into this country.
Some would say it's already happened.
You might think that, but I mean, you know.
You say you can't throw your hands up, but do not. I say, yes, you can. you can say at some point, Christ, we're going to have elections in 2 weeks.
Right.
That really, in the big picture, are not going to change anything for anybody that lives in this country.
I disagree with that. Yeah. I'll always disagree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay. Anyway, sorry I took up the time.
No,
here.
You represent a good point there. A point a lot of people feel, I think. And you're talking about the weird cast of players, the Hollywood players, the next up in the line.
You know, I was telling Mike, I was looking at Big Dumb...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's being interviewed by Tom Brokaw.
All right.
And he is being treated with a level of reverence and dignity. Just stop for a second and think, really, 5 years ago, if someone said to you the Terminator was going to be the governor of California,
right.
I swear to God, you would have said, you are higher than a freaking kite. But now we accept it. And it's
he
like,
got the gig.
It's like,
yeah, once you get in there, you can stay for a while.
Not only does he have the gig, mm-hmm. he's going to win it back in 2 weeks.
Getting rehired.
And it gets stranger and stranger. There's a rerun of Laugh-In where they say President Ronald Reagan. They're doing News of the
Future. Oh, and it gets a big laugh.
It gets a huge laugh.
I'm old enough to remember that it was a big laugh.
Right. Yeah.
And the next up, the next cast in the cast member in this weird cast of players is Everybody Loves Raymond's Patricia Heaton, who does Self-Righteous like no other actress in Hollywood.
Hey, you sent me an email today and I had the C word in it.
Yes, I did.
You effing C word.
Buzz brought this to my attention and ended just with a giant...
she's capital. Running?
I saw the spot.
No, she's in a spot, though.
I saw the spot on KCBS in Los Angeles this morning.
Oh, really?
It looks like it's done with home video.
Yeah.
And it's her folding her arms, showing her fancy bought boobs.
Right.
And she's speaking about, and again, I don't even know what the topic is that she's running her pie hole.
Is it one of those? She's against the stem cell research that Michael J. Fox is for.
Oh, so it's one of the, well, but it's a candidate she's supporting, right? Because there's nothing.
Right. This is an ad for candidates.
California, I would say, probably one of the most confusing states to vote in.
Sure
because
is.
How many propositions do they have?
Too many.
I mean, they've got more propositions every single election.
But no one's propositioning
Patricia. She's in this ad along with quarterback Kurt Warner, Passion of the Christ, Jesus, Jim Caviezel, and St. Louis Cardinal pitcher Jeff, is it Sapan or Supan?
Supan. That's what I saw the clip. After Buzz sent me the email, I searched the clip.
Ah, good.
And I saw the Patty Heaton part. But then it's like, Kurt Warner?
Yeah.
You know, broke dick quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals.
Pray on it, Don.
Okay, really. Right. Like, who out there is going to say, you know, I was really undecided about Proposition 68, but if Kurt Warner says he's for it, sign me up.
It's scary. It's very, very scary. That ad is running in St. Louis during the World Series. And now Michael J. Fox has responded to Rush Limbaugh's comment that Fox was either acting or off his meds in that original ad. Fox says the truth is he was over-medicated and that without the medication he can't talk at all. If only there was something we could be researching to make him and other Parkinson's patients better. By the way, be sure and catch Letterman tonight as he clashes with Bill O'Reilly.
Should be fun.
Word is Letterman machine guns O'Reilly with insults, including accusing O'Reilly and Limbaugh of faking it. Quoting Dave, you guys at Fox and like Rush Limbaugh, you know it's all just a goof, right? You're doing it because you know it'll be entertaining. End quote.
You said that for a long time.
Now, that should be good viewing.
Yeah.
I was telling Buzz before the show today, I said, did you watch Letterman last night? I had a chance yet. I watched the beginning 20 minutes, and he was saying on the show, I was watching last Thursday night's episode.
Right.
So he was saying, on Friday's show, tomorrow night, Bill O'Reilly will be here. Mm-hmm. And Paul Schaefer said something like, right. And then Letterman said, oh, but I'm really going to let him have it. And Paul Schaefer said, that'll be interesting. And Letterman said, yeah, and at one point, I even called him a name. And then Paul Schaefer said, well, you're speaking as if this has already happened. And Letterman looks at him and says, well, it has happened. You were here when we did it. And then Paul Schaefer,
the illusion of
all the shows being live. Like, they all happen. Like Letterman walks into the studio at 11:30, and they do that on TV.
But I think the secret that they're trying to keep with the Letterman show is, even though, like, Jay Leno is taped at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Right, and Letterman about the same time.
Yeah,
right?
Mm-hmm. It's the same day for Jay Leno.
Right.
Letterman will go in and blow out three or four shows in one day.
Yeah.
And run them throughout an entire week.
Right.
And they don't want to let you know that, and I guess that they had taped. Then Buzz is on me. They take this thing with O'Reilly when?
Monday or Tuesday, early this week.
Like early this week, and they're just throwing it into a Friday show. And if Letterman is on the air trumpeting the fact that he's going to beat the crap out of him, must end up pretty good for Letterman, right?
I hope so. You know, Letterman's a stand-up guy, though. I mean, it might go, it might be right down the middle.
My first clue that the O'Reilly thing was a rerun is the guest after him is Don Knotts.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
All right, you Molly Coddler.
Rappers,
no Molly Cobbler.
Rappers, cops, guns, and drugs in the stories after the break.
Hello.
I vote for Rob. Rob Spiewak in 06.
Because of that last speech he gave.
Yeah.
Robin the Cricket.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Don and Mike Show.
They use Hughes as their muse. Don and Mike.
You know what's sad?
What?
Now you think of Circuit City now. Hi, Buzz.
Oh. Hi, Don and Mike.
You're right.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. In Tennessee, a
hey,
cop...
Hey, howdy in the Circuit City, incidentally. Sponsor of the Don Mike Show.
Fine sponsor. Wonderful people.
Good idea using that song.
It works.
Yeah.
We like it.
Hi, Buzz.
In Tennessee, just what I needed. In Tennessee, a cop pulled over a rented Toyota 4Runner for a moving violation and found 16 pounds of crystal meth and $3,500 in cash. When skirting the law, you have got to cover all your bases. The day shift officer had pulled over the vehicle for driving in the rain without headlights. Now, why in the world would police think that rapper Snoop Dogg would have marijuana and illegal guns on him?
Who he?
Well, they arrested him on those very charges this week at Bob's Hope Airport in Burbank, California.
I want to tell you.
After he had parked in a loading zone.
Sugarloaf mayonnaise.
Calvin Brodus is pleading innocent, and his lawyer assures us this will all get cleared up. Willie Nelson so far has no comment.
Yeah, look at it. Little Snoop Doggy Dog. Isn't he marvelous, everybody? Yes, sir.
And finally, it is frequently a catastrophic mistake to mix business with pleasure.
Come watch my Christmas spizzle.
Ask Adrian Hilton of Coralville, Iowa about that. He works at the Pizza Pit. And last month, when he dropped the restaurant's deposit bag off at the bank...
He's got a girl's name.
He'd forgotten
Carol.
That in that deposit bag, that's where he'd hidden his pot. Bank employees called the police. The police chief in Coralville says, sometimes the job is easy.
I want an extra large with pepperizzle.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Everybody, if the Tigers win...
Yes, six games Saturday night, fourth inning.
Channel 5 only in D.C. If there's no rain tonight.
So I'm sold.
See you Monday with a new episode. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, A.B. Have a safe weekend, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, Klaus.
I want to say hi to the boys.
Your wife's magnificent.
Magnificent breath.
Oh, the great Tizzle.
This is the Don and Mike Show.